breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The eyes of the world are on Davos, Switzerland, as President Trump arrives at the World Economic Forum amid the Greenland controversy. The BBC's David Willis says the president's arrival delayed for a few hours.
Following what has been described as a minor electrical issue, out in an abundance of caution, the Air Force One plane is turning round and landing at Joint Base Andrews, boarding new aircraft, according to the White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Somebody who was on board, a member of the press, saying that the lights in the press cabin went out briefly after takeoff, but no explanation for that was offered.
At the summit, along with economic matters, the president will talk with skeptical NATO allies about his plan to annex Greenland. The Great Lakes snow machine working overtime as icy Arctic air invades the region, bringing dangerously cold temperatures. The snow being measured in feet in some places. Meanwhile, parts of the mid-Atlantic and points south bracing for cold, snowy weather later this week. One of those at the center of the firestorm over immigration enforcement in Minneapolis is defending ICE operations. Customs and Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino says everything is being done strictly by the book.
Our operations are lawful. They're targeted and they're focused on individuals who pose a serious threat to this community. They are not random and they are not political.
One's on the way for the Vances. The second family, Vice President Vance and Second Lady Usha, now expecting their fourth child. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures up 76 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Early ride on the Capitol Beltway might be a little bit slow. There was a broken down vehicle about 20 minutes ago in the roadway on the outer loop at Route 29. It's now on the shoulder, but if you're traveling 95 south and then taking the outer loop over towards Georgia Avenue through that area, might be bogged down just a bit. We'll go down and take a look at that later on. Right now, the Beltway is cleared. Was a little bit slow a minute ago coming down between Liberty Road and I-70. Seems to have corrected itself there, and a good start with the lanes open each way at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day coming up. More sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 17 degrees in Middle River and 12 in Pikesville. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Richard Worley has released additional information on last night's deadly officer-involved shooting. Police were called to the 6800 block of Bank Street shortly after 9 p.m. for a report of a person with a gun who was threatening someone. Police located the suspect on a bicycle in the 6500 block of East Eastern Avenue near the ramp to 95. Commissioner Worley says officers tackled the suspects who fired a gun near the officers, and two of them returned fire. The suspect was killed in the shooting. And Maryland House Minority Leader Jason Buckle is reacting to the Redistricting Commission's vote to approve a new congressional map. In a statement, Republican Jason Buckle says the vote confirms that the commission's decision had nothing to do with fairness, the wants and needs of citizens, or Maryland. He says it has everything to do with D.C. partisan politics and the desires of the Democratic National Committee. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 635, the pick four, 0683. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sprondon and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens continue to interview just about every coach with a pulse in the NFL. Number 17 will be Broncos special teams coach Darren Rizzi. The team has also begun offering second interviews. Jeff Zrebeck of The Athletic reporting that Dolphins DC Anthony Weaver was in person at the Castle yesterday, and the team is expected to offer the same to Chargers DC Jesse Minter and Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Meanwhile, one name expected to drop out of the hunt is former Dolphin head coach Mike McDaniel, who's expected to join Jim Harbaugh in as offensive coordinator in Los Angeles. And while we're on the Harbaughs, brother John made his debut on the big stage yesterday as head coach of the New York Giants.
It's a profound honor to be entrusted with the responsibility of coaching the New York Football Giants. And My dad taught me that they were the New York Football Giants. They weren't just the Giants, or the New York. They were the New York Football Giants, right, Dad?
It's weird that they clapped, in my opinion, the media, but whatever. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Baseball Hall of Fame grows by two. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, we'll take a look at Governor Moore's secret behind closed doors redistricting vote. Has anybody seen the maps? And nothing's been released to the media. And again, this is the guy says he's Mr. Transparency. I stand with the people. It's Governor IDGAF. And apparently that, shows
in his redistricting vote. So we'll take a look at that. Maryland Democrats' anti-ICE frenzy continues, with Ted Montgomery County Councilman referred to the Trump administration as, it is just mind-boggling. Sheriffs are upset at the law, again, the laws that are going to be passed against ICE agents. But our top story here today is that a two-term governor, a Republican, Larry Hogan, yesterday announced he is not going to seek a third term here in the state of Maryland. He is not going to run in this gubernatorial election year. Maybe it's the $8 million that Wes Moore has acquired in the bank that has scared him off. I don't know. He writes in the Baltimore Sun in a column that to truly revive civic engagement, we must reform the system. We need common sense measures like term limits, nonpartisan redistricting to break the grip of permanent incumbency. And much of this is about what's happening in Washington. Not so much in the state of Maryland, but he talks about reform. He talks about charting a new path. He talks about Maryland facing renewed fiscal and economic turmoil. Quote, I have been humbled by the calls from Marylanders asking me to consider returning to the governor's office. Everywhere I go, the conversations are the same. Families worried about the return of multi-billion dollar deficits, massive tax hikes, and a political climate more focused on partisan battles than common sense solutions. He says the fight for Maryland, America's future, does not belong to any one person or any one party. It belongs to the people. A lot of this is talking about George Washington and how he gave up power. I mean, I tell you, this is a commentary that's like the dude's in love with himself. Okay? I mean, he just, I mean, this is a big old pat on the back. And so he says he enjoys being in the private sector, spending more time with family. I'm not leaving the conversation. I'll continue to speak out on issues. Well, at this point, you know, why bother? I mean, it doesn't really matter whether you speak out on something or not. He became a governor that had, stars in his eyes, much like Martin O'Malley did. And, of course, now we see that Wes Tax and Spend More does, and that it's to become president. They didn't really care about what was going on in Maryland at the time. Now, yeah, he did some good things while he was governor, but he also locked us down. He prevented us from worshiping in our churches and synagogues and temples. He basically wouldn't let us go out to pick up food. Remember when state police up in Aberdeen were arresting people that were carrying out food? He told us to wear the damn mask. He bought those defective South Korean test kits and so on and so forth. So, again, while he did good things, I think the bad far outweigh the good. And that's the reason why I am relieved that Lockdown Larry is not going to throw his hat into the ring. So what does that mean? That means that, we'll hear from Ed Hale Sr. coming up a little later on in the show. He'll be with us in our 8 o'clock hour. We'll get his reaction. I certainly am not going to speak for him, but I would imagine that he's happy with it. And the big question here for me is, will Larry Hogan donors donate now to Ed Hale Sr., or are they going to wait till the Senate Minority Leader in Maryland, Steve Hershey, decides whether or not he's going to, dip his, he's dipping his toe into the pool right now. Will he jump in and fully immerse and make it a race or not? You got John Myrick out there as a Republican. You have a couple other Republicans, Kurt Wedekind and Chris Boucher, that have decided. You've got some Green Party people. You got some independent types and so on and so forth. So the question is, your reaction to Lockdown Larry, he's out. Who has your vote at this point in time? Is it Hale? Is it Hershey? Is it Myrick? Is it somebody else? Who do you think has got the best chance to go up against Governor Tax and Spend More and his $8 million campaign fund? It's a lot of money, folks. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic and money, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And the most important question now, who has my snow shovel?
That's right. Or snow blower.
Oh, my God. Woo. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. You know, the way everybody's saying
it. You left it at my place.
Oh! He's very quiet about that. Notice.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. It's just looking through Annapolis. Everything's fine through there, coming down from I-97 at Route 32. And then at the Bay Bridge and over through Sandy Point, everybody's doing okay. We're getting a report. I'm looking for it now. I'm right here. It's at 170 around the ramp at Ridge Road. I saw one fire department unit going through. It's reported to be eastbound, but we're waiting for more of an update right now. If you're coming over from the VW Parkway, you're on Route 100 west of I-97, right there at Ridge Road. Heads up, some flashing lights. So we'll be arriving, then we'll sort it out once they get to the scene. Not too bad with the early buildups, really just beginning at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, it is a important one here. Mostly sunny today. It'll be warmer, near 40. Tonight, cloudy, lows falling into the upper 20s. Tomorrow is sunny, but we're tracking a storm that could bring snow into our area over the weekend. Now, we're hearing it could start late Saturday night. It could be Sunday morning. It could be all day Sunday. There's a lot of could-bes here. We really don't know.
Close the door.
The best model so far has about 3 inches. But there are other models that predict much more, some that predict much less. And it could be that the south of the city and eastern shore, so it could be hit harder. We just don't know. And we'll know a lot more tomorrow, and we'll be able to give you a better update as to what's going to happen. But we are expecting some kind of frozen precipitation, I should say, on Sunday into maybe Monday. Right now, it's clear 15 in the city, 16 in Pasadena. Time for some one-liner news. The prevalence of the GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy having an effect on air travel. Slimmer passengers means less weight. That lighter load means airlines in the U.S. could save nearly $600 million a year in fuel costs. Hmm. The downside of that, not only will the airlines save on fuel, they're going to make their seats even smaller.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, that's how they save money. More bodies, right? More fares.
Yep.
Sure.
President Trump is threatening to place a 200% tariff on French wine.
Yeah. Oh, Macron.
Yeah. Ha-ha! Making matters even worse. Even when you're trying to drown out your sorrows, you won't be able to have anything. Even a glass of champagne is going to cost you an arm and a leg. This is a really bizarre trend. Hotels are removing bathroom doors in their rooms, and customers are revolting.
Of course.
They were revolting when they got there.
Yes, they were. Can you imagine?
Why? Yeah, why? That's my question. That's disgusting. You need privacy in there.
Privacy, and then, of course, there are other things that can waft out of the bathroom.
Waft. There's nothing like wafting.
It's like the loof wafter.
They waft here.
Buses low, Simon.
Yeah.
U.S. citizens are delivering groceries to illegal immigrant households so they can hide indoors and avoid ICE. Now the illegals are raiding the ice box.
Right.
Because of tensions over Greenland, some European politicians are calling for a boycott of the World Cup. Trump says, that's okay. All the countries drop out. We win.
Yes.
Get on.
I love it.
He always has a method, you know.
I know.
According to the Nielsen rating system, Christmas Day was the biggest streaming day ever. And think why. I mean, there's football, right. You know, too much eggnog. Mm-hmm. You know, people just wanted to kind of hang around and do nothing.
And couch surf, yeah.
Exactly. New consumer report shows Americans don't like to haggle on prices when it comes to negotiating better deals. 95% of shoppers choose not to haggle. 0.001% said they haggle everything, even in the drugstore. But Chuck Whitaker's answer was quickly identified and removed from that survey.
I send my wife in for the heavy duty stuff.
By the way, today is International Sweatpants Day.
Sweatpants. Wear an old t-shirt and ratty shoes. Sweatpants. Shopping in pajamas at the grocery store.
Walmart.
Sweatpants. Elastic band on your waist.
Sweatpants.
People go out looking odd.
Have you noticed the latest trend really is that, you know, sweatpants used to be, you know, you come home, you take off all your work clothes, you grab a pair of sweatpants, you just relax, and you never went outside, basically.
No.
Unless it was to take the trash out or whatever. Mm-hmm. People now do everything in sweatpants.
Of course. course they do.
Every
and their
day.
Flannels, whatever, the pajamas.
Oh, flannel pajamas, sure. Sweatpants. Now, there's the upscale stuff like the Lululemons and the Vioris and things of that nature. But they cost an arm and a leg. But I just see sweatpants. I've seen them in the airport. I've seen them in the supermarket.
Sure. The airport gets me. Yeah. I don't see why people will do that. And they'll go in their pajamas as well.
Right.
The only thing worse than seeing somebody in sweatpants at the airport is seeing Chuck in spandex at the airport.
I thought he stopped doing that.
Well, you know.
I did because they caught me. I happened to break wind one time. They thought I had mice on my legs. These little air bubbles kept running up and down my leg.
That's like wearing a pair of nylon.
Gee, I thought
there's no way for the air to escape.
Gee, I thought they were gerbils.
Stop. You silly sumbitch. You know you want to see it.
Best and worst states to drive in. Who do you think were the best state to drive in?
The best?
The best.
Probably with the less people.
Yeah, Vermont.
There you go.
Vermont,
Rhode Island, maybe?
Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Indiana, the top five. Florida was number six. So you get right up there. Maryland, for some strange reason, all the way down at the bottom of the list. Number 46. So we're in the bottom five again.
Yeah.
We're just in the bottom five of everything, it seems, these days.
A lot of people make fun of us for our Maryland driving.
Well, I would think Pennsylvania would be up there, because every time I go to Pennsylvania, the roads are tore all to hell.
Mm-hmm.
They are. That I go up there frequently, as you know, and a few friends of mine were lost in a pothole. I haven't seen them since.
Yeah. They don't fix them up there. They just, fill them with cars.
Or the Amish buggies go by and, well.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. We're off and running here on this Wednesday morning, hump day. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your thoughts on the fact that Larry Hogan will not be running? And does that vault Ed Hale to the top? Is it John Myrick? Are you still waiting for Steve Hershey? Does anybody have a chance against Governor Tax and Spend More? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The best of Casey and Company each and every day at WCBM.com. Our Facebook and Rumble pages brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowe. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
6:23, it is time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the update on this wreck on Route 100 westbound is after you clear the ramp at I-97 and after the ramp where Ridge Road comes on right there on the westbound side. And the report says a vehicle was actually on the guardrail. So I see the flashing lights up ahead, and now we're getting some brake lights after you clear I-97. So primarily the backup is going to be westbound, but I think eastbound might see it with all the flashing lights and the fact that the vehicle's on the guardrail. So a heads up there as well on 100 if you're traveling east from 295 and over through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. All eyes on this weekend. Right now, sunny today, highs near 40. Cloudy tonight, down to the upper 20s. Sunny again tomorrow. And it stays warm, but we're tracking this storm that could move into the area later on Saturday evening, maybe overnight Sunday. It could be an all-day Sunday thing into Monday, or it depends on how fast the storm goes. I mean, if it slows down and stalls, obviously we get more because of this cold air and the moisture that's coming into the air in this vicinity. If it's moving along at a pretty good clip, we get less. So we'll check with our Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast coming up for Thursday and Friday. We'll get a much better idea. It's clear in 21 in Annapolis, 14 in Ellicott City right now. And so we thought, your reactions to the announcement that former Governor Larry Hogan, a.k.a. Lockdown Larry, has decided not to enter the race. And remember, this is a guy that had two terms. He did leave with a $5 billion surplus. He also shut most of us down with violated our constitutional rights under the edicts and this state of emergency. He became, you're talking about no kings, he became sort of a Maryland in miniature. It was the king in miniature in Annapolis. But I do recall that it was he and Kathy Zuliga and others that were trying to put together this drive for five. We needed five Senate seats to try to make sure that the legislature could stop the veto override of any of the governor's vetoes, and obviously we couldn't do that. That led to a progressive supermajority. We fell far short of that drive for five, and there are some who believe, and I've talked to some Maryland politicians, that believe we have a better shot if we spend money on focusing on five Senate seats in Maryland than we do on the governor's race. Now, again, because what good does it having a Republican governor if it's still a supermajority that is sitting down in our in Annapolis? So that's one school of thought. The other is that if a governor is able to get out the vote, has strong coattails, then he might also grab some of those close Senate races. But the Maryland GOP right now is no longer at this point an opposition party, and you've got Governor Hogan out there saying that we need to chart a path forward, that he did his best to inspire and support the next generation of civic leaders. He left the Maryland Republican Party an absolute, unadulterated mess. Ron says, wear the damn mask, get the damn shot, stay in the damn house. Give Yumi that damn South Korean medal. I will never forgive Lockdown Larry for what he did to my kids and our lives, and I don't trust Ed Hale. I don't like his incumbent attitude. I don't know. My vote is with John Myrick. Marty says, I like John Myrick's work ethic. I like Ed Hale's experience, so I am not 100%. Either of these two will focus on running Maryland and not running for president. The people who should jump for joy about Hogan's announcement are the down-ballot candidates. Now Republicans will get out the vote rather than stay home like they would if Hoagie was the nominee.
Well, I hope so, but I was wondering if Hogan will probably or has his sights set on the Senate, the U.S. Senate races. Because he's talking all national and everything,
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, we just had a Senate race last year, or 2 years ago, rather, with Angela Alsobrooks. So she's not up for, that seat isn't in. Van Hollen, I think, is not this year. I think it's in 28. I have to look at it. He might want to look at that again. But he got tattooed by Alsobrooks in the last run.
That's true.
So, yeah, but who knows? Maybe he just goes quietly in the night. I'm hoping and praying. So I have to wait and see. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to react to the news that Larry Hogan is out, and again, it is right now, and people are saying that Ed Hale hasn't filed yet. Ed Hale is does not have a running mate, so you don't really officially file till you have a running mate, and then you file with both of you on the with the State Board of Elections. So we'll talk with him about that coming up after 8 o'clock news here this morning, because there's a lot to talk about and discuss with the news that one less person standing. There's still Steve Hershey out there. He's the Senate Minority Leader, and he still says he's evaluating his options. And I think that he is a Hogan acolyte. He is a Hogan supporter. And I think that, he just be a different version, a different model of Larry Hogan.
And I was going to say, I think it's going to depend, too, unfortunately, who Larry Hogan supports? Because you know all eyes and ears are going to be on that.
Well, yeah, I can tell you right now. Look, and it's state, but I don't have it right in front of me here, but I'll grab it. But Ed Hale was very complimentary of Larry Hogan.
So yes, he was.
There wasn't any real bad blood between the two that I'm aware of. So it's not like Dan Cox all over again. Steve Hershey was also very complimentary of. So I guess they may be both vying for some kind of endorsement. I think the best thing for Larry Hogan to do is stay out of it.
Exactly.
You know, stay out of this. Let the Republican voters decide which candidate or candidates, whether it's Ed Hale or if Hershey gets in or if it's John Myrick or Kurt Wedekin or Chris Boucher or somebody else. Let the Republican voters decide. If you're having a tough time deciding on your kitchen appliance or even just a single appliance or an upgrade for the entire kitchen, may I recommend Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Two guys named Mayor run the place. It's just an incredible showroom, 70 different brands on display for every kind of budget that you can imagine, every kind of feature and gadget you have for your kitchen or washer, dryer, dishwasher, whatever the case may be. Don't forget Town Appliance. You've got to see it to believe it, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. All right, it's 6:30 and time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Kathy Klossmeyer has announced the appointment of Brian Shepherd as acting director of the Department of Recreation and Parks. Shepherd succeeds Director Bob Smith, who retired from county government on Friday. Shepherd brings nearly 30 years of experience in community engagement, constituent services, budget planning and implementation, and program management. Shepherd will go before the county council for a confirmation vote on February 2nd and serve in an acting capacity for the remainder of Klossmeyer's term. City police are asking the public for help in identifying three people in connection with a shooting in South Baltimore. The shooting happened at around 1:30 in the morning on November 23rd in the 2800 block of Annapolis Road, leaving a 20-year-old man with serious injuries. Surveillance images of the individuals have been released, and anyone with information is asked to call police. Anonymous tipsters can contact Metro Crime Stoppers if the information leads to an arrest and felony charges. The tipster could be eligible for a reward of $4,000. The city of Annapolis says the warming center at the Pittmoyer Recreation Center is open for emergency overnight relief from the cold. Community members in need may stay at the facility on Hilltop Lane from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. through Monday. The overnight lows tonight and tomorrow are expected to be around 32 degrees before an expected snowstorm moves in and low temperatures drop into the middle teens. And the Maryland Redistricting Commission has voted to recommend a new congressional map to Governor Wes Moore and members of the General Assembly. And the Baltimore Sun reports that several Maryland sheriffs and Republican state lawmakers say Maryland Democrats' push to end local immigration contracts could increase the presence of federal officers in their communities. 6:32 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic in the and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. There is a reason our nation has been successful all these years. It's called the Constitution. America is a free, prosperous republic because of this charter. It's what makes us a country of laws rather than one ruled by mobs or dictators. Drifting in any way from this great document can only damage our nation. We must always be vigilant to protect it. Our elected leaders have taken the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. No matter what the progressives in government say, government is not our savior. We need self-government, as the Constitution says, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Our founders' view of government was that the God of the Bible is the source from which we get our rights. God-fearing Americans everywhere need to stand in a gap and not allow anyone to trample on the source of our blessings. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Got a little better look now at this wreck on Route 100 westbound. It's a little closer towards Arundel Mills Boulevard, and it still looks like we're down to just a single lane there. The initial report said the vehicle had hit the guardrail at that location, so still very slow, and it's backed up as you're coming over from I-97 through Ridge Road, and then the camera is right here, right before Arundel Mills Boulevard. It looks like we could be a little bit slow eastbound there as well at the accident scene. The west side outer loop now, the buildup begins not quite back to 795, but soon it's going to be 795 down to Frederick Road. We're up to about a 7 to 10 minute delay now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and still just about 5 to 6 minutes right now coming south on 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day coming up. More sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And at 6:35, sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. With three teams all looking for head coaches, the jockeying continues in the AFC North. The Ravens, beginning their second round, had Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver in person at the Castle yesterday, and the team is expected to offer the same to Chargers DC Jesse Minner and Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are on to the second interviews as well. According to the New York Times, Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores met with the Steelers yesterday. Pittsburgh native and Super Bowl winner Mike McCarthy is scheduled for today, and Anthony Weaver is scheduled for Friday in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, news on the Browns' search for a head coach could hold implications for the Ravens as well. Cleveland has conducted second interviews with defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, former Ravens OC Todd Monken, and Chargers DC Jesse Minner. Former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel has taken himself out of the running and looks to become the next offensive coordinator in Los Angeles under Jim Harbaugh. A lot of moving parts there in the NFL. Now more from John Harbaugh's press conference in New York yesterday, introducing him as the Giants' new head coach, clearly stating the mission and the vision that he has laid out for New York.
I know the challenges. I understand the expectations. I know the fans are hungry for a winner. We're here with one mission: to become, to earn the right to be called the world champions in New York. And that's what we plan to do.
Again with the clapping, which I don't understand. There have been multiple coaches who have taken different teams to the Super Bowl, but no head coach has ever won a Super Bowl with two different teams. MLB news, Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones have been elected for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Jones spending 12 of his 17 years with the Braves. Beltran 7 with the Royals and 7 with the Mets. Here's the call that he received.
Carlos, this is Jack O'Connell with Baseball Writers Association of America.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm calling you from Cooperstown. Baseball writers have elected you to the Hall of Fame.
Notably, Beltran's career sullied a bit by his involvement in the Astros cheating scandal that played a role in their 2017 World Series win. And finally, here's a postscript to Indiana's amazing run to the college football national title and a memo to the NIL world. A specialty menu item near the Indiana University's campus has grown into a meaningful fundraising effort. The Mendoza Burger, inspired by Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, is helping to raise money for multiple sclerosis research in honor of the mother of Mendoza, Elsa Mendoza, who has battled the disease for nearly two decades. And here's the kicker, as it were. This comment from Hoosier quarterback Fernando Mendoza: all of the NIL proceeds of that burger that I would get goes to that research. None of it to me. I know how much it means to myself. I know how much it means to my mother. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is the Ravens head coaching job actually the best one out there?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
First of all, this Mendoza kid is just too good to be true. I mean, this NIL thing with the money going to donate it to research for MS. I mean,
he's very well grounded. He's
unbelievable.
He was raised well. I got to tell you, I was watching an interview with him. We kept calling him Mr. Tebow. like three or four times, and they finally said, "You know, you can call him Tim." Okay, Tim. But I just went on a side note. Are you asking us to believe that if you were covering the Ravens' new head coach, which you will probably very shortly,
and I covered Harbaugh when he came,
right? Then you would not clap at certain things that would be said, or
I don't understand it. I mean, there must have been other people. There had to have been other people in that audience besides
that
the media.
Weren't media.
Yeah.
The because media I think doesn't a lot clap. Of the media, you're one of the exceptions to the rule. I think a lot of the sports media are trained SEALs.
Well, let me say this. I want the Ravens to win. Yeah. I like it when the Ravens win. I root for the Ravens.
Right.
But at the same time, I have a responsibility.
Right.
And that is to report. And if something goes wrong or whatever, or he messed up, they messed up, whatever, you got to talk about it.
So why do you think then the Ravens gig is the best gig in the NFL?
I don't.
Okay.
I think there's competition. You know, you've got Pittsburgh, obviously, and you've got Buffalo.
Right.
But Buffalo has a brand new stadium, and they have both teams have good ownership. So
Pittsburgh
I think,
has no quarterback. Buffalo has a sobbing quarterback.
Yeah, but Buffalo has a great quarterback.
And the Ravens have a quarterback that's meddling in the whole process.
Both of those teams have better offensive and defensive lines, which I think is where you build the winner. But let me just say this. On that note, I think the Ravens had the best opening before Pittsburgh and Buffalo came into the fray, and now I think it's a toss-up. I think there's competition.
Right.
I think the price has just gone up.
We'll be watching very carefully.
I'm sure you will. And then so carefully.
As the next head coach.
And you know what? Since you do such a great job, Sean, here's what I'm going to do.
Thank you very much. Okay, that's it. Gary is the best sportscaster in the world. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here with KC and Company. Let's talk about Larry Hogan, David in La Plata. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks yes, sir.
For taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I agree with you about Larry Hogan. He doesn't need to be in there again. And number one, I believe that he's going to support somebody that's a loser if he supports somebody in this election. And I think nothing else. He'll probably just be quiet and let the governor run as best he can because I think he's, you know, in his pocket. I mean, that's my opinion. I think he's a rhino. I think he's just a disgusting human being, in my opinion. But that's me, and he's the reason
that
Dan Cox didn't win.
There are a lot of people that share that opinion that you have, and there are some people in the state that I talk to that think he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't get that, but I do agree that right now it's. And David, thanks so much for your call and weighing in with your opinion. I appreciate that. My question, I guess, really is not so much ideological alignment because you know when you look at it, Ed Hale's a common sense guy. John Myrick is a strong conservative. The other individuals I don't know as well, but I'm not, you know, I think I give them credit for tossing their hats into the ring. My question really is, it's going to take a couple things. The planets have to align perfectly against Wes Moore, and so far they are with the taxes and the state, you know, the audits, you know, he is just, he's really coming off as an empty suit. His poll numbers are dropping. However, he's got $8 million in his war chest, and that's a heavy price. I mean, that's a big number to overcome. So my question, I guess, maybe I should rephrase it: who do you think delivers the best chance to defeat Wes Moore? I'm not saying who you may, you know, again, may not be the most conservative person, or may somebody be a little more moderate, whatever it is. Who do you think is the best chance? Because the question is, you've got to stop two things. You have to stop Wes Moore. You have to defeat him. And then you've got to pick up seats in the legislature. Otherwise, it's a wasted effort. So, again, you get somebody has to have the coattails. Is that Ed Hale? Is it Steve Hershey? Is it John Myrick or one of the others? Just you know, throw it out there and get your thoughts on that. I'm wondering, Ed Hale will be with us a little bit later on in the show. And, you know, again, John Myrick and Steve Hershey, they're all welcome to call in to the program here if they want to and react. At 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you. Coming up next, the anti-ICE frenzy continues here in the state of Maryland. At 6:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
There's a big delay. Route 100 westbound this morning coming over from I-97 to Ridge Road to Arundel Mills Boulevard. And again, about 40 minutes ago, there was a report the vehicle hit the guardrail at that location. It looks like we're still just getting a single lane by at the accident scene. And even the traffic eastbound coming over from 295 through there, just because of all the flashing lights and everything else going on, probably will have some delay eastbound as well. But this is a pretty good size backup right now on the westbound side. There's a new report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet on the BW Parkway northbound at 197. They've just changed the camera. Here's the backup northbound right at 197. And again, the initial reports are saying that we're down to just one lane. And of course, the parkway is only two lanes anyway. So this is now a backup northbound for the traffic leaving Prince George's County and working its way up through 197 and 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, highs near 40 and back down to the upper 20s, so not quite as cold. Pretty nice tomorrow and Friday, but then we're watching this storm tracking into the area starting Saturday evening, Saturday overnight into Sunday, and maybe into Monday as well. So it could be just a light snowfall. Or it could be much more significant, and there's a lot that's depending and riding on this right now, so we just don't know.
A lot of different stories.
A lot of different models. I saw five different models that anywhere from 3 inches up to, like, 2 feet. So,
yeah, I was just saying, we were talking off the air, that said there's like 14 inches in Ocean City. I said that would just murder them.
Oh, yeah. It would be crippled for at least a day or so. Right, right now, it's clear 14 in Ellicott City, and it is 28 in Ocean City. Speaking of Ocean City, time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'd rather kiss a snaggletooth jackass first.
Man. Wow.
Where's Maxine Waters when you need her?
Yeah. We got a lot of good ones there. That's for sure.
Maxine Waters is the new Esther.
She is.
Yeah. She
Good
is,
call.
Absolutely. I think Esther was much smarter. However.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
fish
I loved,
had food.
I loved her.
Yeah. Are you a pickle fan, Maggie?
Yes, I am.
You like yourself a good pickle? What kind of pickle are you?
Butter, bread and butter. Butter. You know, they come in the jar.
The bread and butter pickles.
Yeah, bread and butter
a little
pickles.
Sweeter pickle.
Yes,
like,
I like a sweeter
pickle. Do you like the
pickle.
little gherkins?
No, I don't.
She's
They're
married
a waste of
time. Charlie Gherkin.
That's what's the proper spelling of it. No, I don't like
no gherkins
them.
For
They're
you.
Weird.
All right.
They're
All right.
weird.
How about the big dills?
Everybody loves a big dill.
Yes.
I don't know anybody who doesn't enjoy a big dill.
Grillo's Pickles is putting out a hell of a good dill pickle dip now. So if you like pickles and you like pickle dip, Grillo's has it for you just in time for the Super Bowl. Think bold, dill, real brine energy. All together in a creamy dairy dip.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Can't eat too many of them.
No, you can't. You can be a really
like,
bad...
Well, you know,
yeah, makes your belly rumble.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to ruin a party.
Yeah.
She'll eat the whole bag then.
No, I'll wait till I come in here the next day.
You'll have to take your Metamucil.
Yes.
Then she'll go check into one of those hotels with no bathroom doors. From the Why Would They department, Beyond Meat, you've heard of them, right?
Beyond
yes.
Meat?
Yes.
They have just entered the protein drink conversation. Now, nobody wanted Beyond Meat to begin with.
No.
But now, what possessed them to go into the beverage world? The Beyond Meat drink flavors.
Oh, God, no.
And they're just calling it Beyond. Include mango, lemon, lime, and orange tangerine. So that is something that they're protein drinks.
What are they doing to it? Okay, putting protein.
I thought you were going to say meat-flavored drink. I was
I
totally misunderstood that one. I apologize.
You've had a meat shake before, haven't you?
Oh, no. Not recently.
See the aforementioned story about pickles.
This is just going down a bad path.
Upscale Harbor East Greek Eatery, Ouzo Bay. I have great Greek food there. I once had a filet of sole, Dover sole there that was out of this world. I haven't been back in a long, long time. But now they're going to close and reopen with an all-new concept which we don't know what it's going to be. So, again,
remember Curly cooked a boot one time. He said it was a fillet of sole and heel.
Yes, it was. Leave it to the three. We ought to do the Three Stooges, tour. You know,
Go
all the places they went and do all the things they did.
You know, I gave Henry some of that fake meat one time. And within 20 minutes, he was over the corner licking himself. I says, what's he doing? I said, he's trying to get the taste out of his mouth.
Poor Henry.
That is probably true. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Still trying to get your thoughts, analysis on the latest with Larry Hogan's announcement. And that has opened up some doors, obviously, for Ed Hale and for Steve Hershey, for John Myrick, and everybody else. You can give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The anti-ICE frenzy continues here in the state of Maryland. SB1 is the first bill coming out of the Senate, and this is being pushed by the anti-ICE crusader Bill Ferguson, the Senate president. And the first bill is unmasking ICE. They want to make sure that ICE agents are not able to cover their faces in any way, shape, or form. There are lots of questions about whether a state can dictate to a federal agency anything, including uniforms. And who enforces this? I want to know if a local police officer, if this law passes, which it probably will in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and a state trooper sees an ICE agent with a mask over his face, what happens next? Does that state trooper make an arrest? Does he go over and say, hey, you can't wear that? Does he ask nicely for it to be removed? Do we have law enforcement pitted against each other? I think that's what they want. Here is Bill Ferguson.
I mean, I know how I would feel if a masked officer ran up to my car without identification. It would be terrifying.
Yeah, well, I mean, the point is that in this particular case, if you're abiding by the law and you are not an illegal alien, then you've got nothing to worry about. But it's just the latest the emotions. This is typical leftist meltdown over emotions and not using logic whatsoever. So coming up next, a Montgomery County councilman, because they just are also passing a bill unmasking ICE agents. We'll tell you what they call the Trump administration. That's coming up in just a second. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will
We have to say what
watery,
we believe, what our laws are, and who we're going to stand up for and protect.
Homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Hey Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour, President Trump is headed to Davos. He will deliver a speech today to the World Economic Forum. And if Howard Lutnick's comment yesterday has any hint of what Trump is going to deliver, it is going to be one for the ages. So we'll preview that. And what Trump is really up to with Greenland. I think a lot of people don't understand what he's really up to, what he's really battling here. And we'll try to explain that as well. 6:53 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update here is the king of all traffic, old Mammoth himself. Mammoth Johnson is here.
That's all right. Stumble, fumble, and get to me sooner.
Rumbling, stumbling, fumbling.
Problems now leaving Annapolis. Northbound I-97. Here's a wreck between 50 and the bridge at 178. I don't see it. It's just out of camera range. But, boy, is it backed up already. And it's going to back up very quickly back to the ramp at I-97. That's for the traffic going northbound right now. Normally, that's not a big problem. But it is today also in Annapolis, Harris T. Allen Boulevard. There's a wreck there at Route 2. The new wreck was on the BW Parkway northbound at 197. Vehicle early this morning hit the guardrail on Route 100 westbound as you're getting over towards Arundel Mills Boulevard, and 100 was backed up coming over from I-97. City fire units are on scene now in the Canton area. They're on Boston Street, and I think they're in the area just to south and east of downtown, and they do report some active fire calls working in a building at that location. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, highs near 40 tonight, down to the upper 20s. Pretty much the same Thursday, Friday, but the big news here is here we're tracking a storm. Saturday night, Sunday, perhaps into Monday. So we just don't know yet. Now, fast it moves, and there's definitely going to be cold air, and there's definitely moisture coming into the area. So there's going to be something. We just don't know how much yet, so we'll know a lot more tomorrow and Friday as well. Right now, we're 11 degrees and clear in Forest Hill, and it is 16 in Millersville. And so the war on ice continues, the unmasking of ice, because people want them docs. They want to reveal their identities so they can go harass and interfere with their families and go after their children in schools and their spouses. And this is the reason why they have to mask up. Will Juwando, he's a radical progressive Marxist out of Montgomery County, county councilman out there. They're doing the same thing as the Maryland General Insane Asylum. They want to unmask ICE agents. And he says, listen to what he calls the Trump administration in this clip.
We have to say what we believe, what our laws are, and who we're going to stand up for and protect. And I think there's solidarity. It's like, I tell my kids, the way you stop a bully is you stand up to a bully. And this administration is worse than bullies. They're terrorists. They are attacking people for no reason. When they get it wrong, they don't apologize. They don't care. They're tearing families apart.
Not just ICE agents or terrorists, which is completely outrageous. The entire administration, the Trump administration, he just called terrorists. The left just won't stop. Progressive Marxist Bill Ferguson refers to ICE agents as the paramilitary.
That approach, that paramilitary approach, it destroys trust, and that cannot be how we approach law enforcement and public safety in the state of Maryland.
It's just an unnecessary piece of legislation. We do not have a problem with Maryland police officers wearing masks.
That's Sheriff Jeff Geller responding to Bill Ferguson. Paramilitary, really? These are federal law enforcement agents that are enabled and empowered by statute, statutory law. It's not some dictator that rounded up and did a coup on the military and is sicking them on the people. Again, this is all enabled by statutory law. And Jeff Geller, the sheriff, who, by the way, he'll be with us on Friday. Is that right, Michelle? Friday? He says there is no secret police here.
You remember the same legislature passed a bill a few years ago that every police officer has to have their name and ID number on their uniform when they're out in the public. So there is no secret policing going on. It's just the continued narrative that all cops are bad that this legislature seems to love to focus on.
Pro-criminal, anti-cop. That's the Maryland Democrat Party. And Gaylor says this is all about politics.
There seems to be an excuse either way, and it's politics. You know, we all get down to the politics. You can make anything look any way. This has nothing to do with a problem that exists in Maryland law enforcement.
Let's go to the phone. Steve is in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Sean, it's really hard for a normal person to survive in Maryland, the state of Maryland. But every ICE officer is totally identified with full metal bulletproof armbands, police on front and back. I mean, it's helmets. Come on. You got to be an idiot to think if someone's coming up to you looking like that, that oh no, they got to take the mask off. And how about this? Let's have an executive order for all the 16-year-old thugs to take their mask off that are robbing everybody and carjacking. You know, they don't say nothing about that. Or the hoodies. Let's get rid of the hoodies in every public area. How about that?
Yeah, well, that'll never happen. Yeah, because that's, no. You know, that is criminal friendly. It's a great point, Steve. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Mike in Timonium next. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Well, I want to talk about the governor, the next governor of Maryland. In my opinion, it's the economy, stupid. What's the number one issue everybody in Maryland is talking about? It's the high cost of electricity. Am I right?
Yes. It is the burden of taxes, increased fees on retirees, on people here living every day, and the energy costs are absolutely exploding.
Thank you, Mark. And what caused that? The Maryland legislature, Democrat-controlled, getting rid of all the coal-fired power plants.
And taking away our choice in the last session.
So the answer is you have to have someone who can use that main issue. See, the public needs one or two issues to go to focus on. And definitely you can't go talking about seven different items.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. We're running short on time, but I think you raise a good point. The two issues are going to be cost of living, economy, energy, and two is public safety. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Coming up next, the president's speech at Davos. What will he say?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid all of the gloom and doom predictions for NATO in the midst of the Greenland controversy, White House correspondent Greg Clugston says President Trump has arrived at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland confident that all will be well.
The president's wish to control Greenland is threatening the decades-old Western alliance. European leaders are upset about Donald Trump's push to seize the Danish territory. Many fear the dispute could tear NATO apart. Before leaving Washington for Switzerland, however, the president said a plan will be worked out that will make all sides happy.
Mr. Trump's arrival at the summit was delayed by a few hours. A minor electrical issue aboard Air Force One forced a return to Joint Base Andrews. The president then boarded a replacement aircraft and off he went. From the Great Lakes to the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and some points south, the weather is looking sort of dicey into the upcoming weekend.
The National Weather Service warned of great swaths of heavy snow, sleet, and treacherous freezing rain starting Friday in much of the nation's midsection and then shifting toward the East Coast through Sunday. Temperatures will be slow to warm in many areas, meaning ice that forms on roads and sidewalks might stick around, forecasters say. The exact timing of the approaching storm and where it's headed remained uncertain. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal prosecutors have reportedly served a half dozen grand jury subpoenas to Minneapolis officials and Minnesota officials, including Governor Tim Walz, part of an investigation into whether they have obstructed or impeded the enforcement of federal immigration law. The subpoenas, which seek records, were also sent to the offices of State Attorney General Keith Ellison, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, and St. Paul Mayor Coley Her. On Wall Street this morning, following yesterday's big sell-off, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures trading about 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident westbound Route 100 near Rundle Mills, that has cleared. We were backed up almost back to I-97, so the tail end of that backup still has to move through, but the accident up ahead at Arundel Mills now is gone. We have delays leaving Annapolis, and we may be down to just a single lane northbound I-97 coming up to the bridge at 178. I'm looking at the camera, which is overhead right there, and it is really crawling, and now we're backed up all the way back to the ramp at Route 50. So be prepared for that. That's going to be a long delay. The southbound side might begin to see that. Not too much of a backup, though, coming south from the split at Route 32. So we'll have to watch this northbound traffic, which is being delayed. We had the earlier wreck northbound BW Parkway near 197, and an active fire call in the city, Boston Street at Kenwood Avenue over on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day coming up. More sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 12 degrees in Bel Air and 13 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Sun reports that several Maryland sheriffs and Republican state lawmakers say Maryland Democrats' push to end local immigration contracts could increase the presence of federal officers in their communities. Instead of this transfer taking place in prison in the jails, it's going to be taken somewhere on the street where ICE is having to come in and look for them. Senator J.B. Jennings, a Republican representing Baltimore and Harford County, said in a Tuesday news conference. And Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson, along with several other Democrats, is pushing a bill to prohibit local governments and county sheriffs from entering into federal immigration enforcement agreements. A hearing on the bill to eradicate the agreements is set for Thursday. And for the second time this week, Baltimore police are investigating an officer-involved shooting. The shooting happened Tuesday evening in the 6500 block of Eastern Avenue, and one fatality has been confirmed. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 635, the pick 4, 0683. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The same names have been swimming around for the last 2 weeks, so let's just put the coaching searches to the side for a moment and concentrate on the Ravens roster. The Ravens have up to 22 unrestricted free agents on their 53-man roster, and it appears that one of Steve Bisciotti's concerns heading into the offseason is the Ravens' lack of pass rush, specifically generated by the D-line. The Ravens owner talking a little inside football last week.
I think Medabike's
part of the reason why Kyle Van Noy went from 10.5 sack, 12 sacks to 2. I think it was a domino effect. I think it was a trickle effect. I think Travis Jones being with Broderick gone and Medebike gone, God bless Travis. I think he did the very best he could. But if he had had Medebike next to him, he'd have been singled all year long.
Now, there's no doubt about that. And the fact is the Ravens have gone from year over year, 24 to 25, one of the best pass rushing teams in the league, to one of the worst. Meanwhile, in New York, the Giants introducing John Harbaugh as their next head coach. Harbaugh giving a nod of thanks to Baltimore.
To the Ravens, I'd like to extend a profound thank you to Steve and Ozzie for the opportunity, for the guidance that they provided every single day, to all the players and coaches who have been unrelenting brothers all along the way through the years. We did great things. Thanks, guys.
And what about the fans? Coming up in 30 minutes, President Trump says clear the deck for Army-Navy. And that is Stein on Sports. Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, the DOJ subpoenas Tampon Tim and Small Fry in Minnesota, and the Comer Clinton's contempt vote is coming, perhaps as early as today. And we'll also take a look at Maryland lawmakers quizzing the PSC and others over the energy crisis. But our top story, today is the day that I have been waiting for a long time. Today is a very important day, and that President Trump, I think, will deliver what has been called the terms of surrender to the globalists, the elites at the World Economic Forum, the European Union, and the former once great British Empire. Today is going to be a day I think we're all going to remember that will go down in history as the true liberation and freedom for the United States of America. President Trump gave a preview of that before he hopped on a plane, Air Force One, which actually had to turn around because they had an electrical issue before they came back. This is what he had to say about the upcoming and NATO with Greenland and so on and so forth.
Securing the Arctic from Russian threats is important to you. Why are you upset about NATO allies thinking that, you know, more seriously in Greenland by holding military exercises?
Well, that wasn't a military. They sent a few people. And they say they sent them not for me, but to guard against Russia. But, you know, NATO's been warning Denmark for about 20 years now, longer than that, 25 years, they've been warning Denmark about the Russian threat. And it's not only Russia, it's also China. So we'll see what happens. But let's put it this way. It's going to be a very interesting Davos.
Indeed it will. President Trump just dropped a truth bomb on the globalists. 25 years now, NATO has warned and Denmark about the growing threat in the Arctic. Not months, not years, a quarter of a century. Russia, China, encroaching, watching, positioning, and Denmark did nothing. Now suddenly, when President Trump says America must secure Greenland for national security, the same elites pretend this came out of nowhere. You're being gaslit, folks. It didn't. Trump is not escalating the situation. He's responding to decades of negligence. Greenland sits at the crossroads of Arctic missile routes, Russian naval movement, Chinese strategic expansion, the northern gateway to North America. This isn't about land. It's the defense of the Western Hemisphere. NATO knew. Denmark was warned. And nothing was done. Now, President Trump is doing what others refuse to do before it's too late. That's why Davos is nervous. That's why the globalist elite are on the attack. That's why Brussels and the EU is panicking. That's why the narrative is collapsing, because Trump isn't just breaking the system. He's exposing how long it's actually been broken. And the Arctic is where the next great power struggle will be decided. America first, even at the top of the world. And basically, you know, the British Empire, which actually we've gone to war with twice. Revolutionary War, War of 1812. Remember? Remember your history. The British Empire was once a great empire. Now they've been ruined by socialism and mass migration, as has the European Union. The last vestige of power they have is with NATO and is with this globalist control of the world markets. And Trump knows it. And Trump's going to blow it up. And rightfully so. And that will truly liberate the United States of America from the influence of the UK and the EU. Yes, you know, we're worried about China and Russia and Iran and so on and so forth. But the biggest threat to American economy is the EU and this imperialism that we're watching now being forced upon us by our so-called allies, which Trump has said for years. They've been taking advantage of us. We've had stupid leaders. No longer. All right, we'll get into more of this in just a second. We'll hear what Howard Lutnick told the global elites at the World Economic Forum yesterday, and a preview of what you might get from Trump today in Davos. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's about the tunnels right now. Nothing out of the ordinary. We're moving all the lanes. 895 is backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is backed up, almost back to Moravia Road. So 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer with the lanes open and moving, but with the normal delay at both the tunnels. The Beltway is filled in already. The Parkville side, the Green Spring, the west side, pretty solid now. The usual area, 795 going down the hill to Frederick Road. And then it improves towards 95. I-97 still improving from the earlier wreck northbound near Arundel Mills, or make that 178. The heavy traffic still coming up from Route 50, but getting better. And then the wreck earlier on the BW Parkway northbound at 197 also looks like now that may have cleared. And most of the backup earlier from the wreck on Route 100 towards Arundel Mills, that now is beginning to settle down once again. That's an active fire call in the city. Equipment is there. They'll have their hands full. Probably if they have water on it, they're going to have ice on the roadway. Boston Street at Kenwood Avenue over on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny today, highs near 40. We're back into the upper 20s tonight. Nice tomorrow, Friday okay. We're keeping an eye Saturday into Sunday, Monday for a possible snowstorm. We're not quite sure about accumulations and snowfall yet, but there is a storm coming, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. It's clear in 20 in Edgewater, clear 16 in Baltimore City. Time for a mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump had a two-hour press conference at the White House from the press briefing room, where he did mention he brought the whole book of all of his accomplishments. I'm wondering if the media would even read it. But if he's, you know, again, they're not going to cover it. So he wanted to make sure that he sat there, listened, because just for the opportunity to ask a question for 2 hours, as he went through chapter and verse the entire accomplishments in just 1 year, the greatest I have ever seen in my lifetime. All right. For one president in 1 year, it is just off the charts. And he talked. He also came out and held up mugshots of all the illegal aliens that they're arresting in Minnesota, embarrassing the hell out of Tampon Tim, Small Fry, who are also under investigation and just got subpoenas from the Justice Department. More on that later. Here he was yesterday.
We've done more than any other administration has done by far in terms of military, in terms of ending wars, in terms of completing wars. Nobody's really seen very much like it.
Air Force One had to make a sudden U-turn, return to D.C. after an electrical issue. Less than an hour after President Trump departed Joint Andrews Air Force Base for Davos yesterday, it passed Long Island, where they had to turn around and switch planes for the trip to Davos. No real threat, just out of precautionary measures. And remember yesterday I told you about what the president was up to with the Peace Board, how it might be the replacement for the United Nations. Interestingly enough, that question came up yesterday.
Do you want your Board of Peace to replace the UN?
Well, it might. I mean, the UN just hasn't been very helpful. I'm a big fan of the UN potential, but it has never lived up to its potential. The UN should have settled every one of the wars that I settled. I never went to them. I never even thought to go to them. They should be able to settle those wars. They don't. I believe you got to let the UN continue because the potential is so great.
Yeah, but he said it might. This is how he gets his, you know, look. Just the fact that the Peace Board could be a threat to the UN, they might clean up their act. Who knows? Trump shared a text message from NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who does like Trump, announcing a Greenland meeting in Davos with various parties. Rutte said, "I am committed to finding a way forward on Greenland." Trump has begun the quiet NATO drawdown as the Greenland clash has exposed this one-sided alliance. It's all us, folks. It's all the United States. We're not getting squat from anybody else in NATO. And Trump sent a scathing letter to Norway's prime minister. It sent the left into total meltdown. Now the Democrats are trying to scream 25th Amendment. He's claiming cognitive decline. This man knows more. He's like five steps ahead of everybody else. Trump did shame UK's Keir Starmer for great stupidity in giving away Diego Garcia, where a U.S. base is located. The British press suggesting U.S. could buy the island from Mauritius, but guess who controls Mauritius? That is the Red Chinese. And that's why it's such a stupid act, according to the president. The Russian media and even the Kremlin are praising Trump for acquiring Greenland, saying it would be a huge achievement that will go down in history. Russia knows how important Greenland is, and that's why they would covet it. Emmanuel Macron's nasty threat to the president regarding Greenland blew up in his face when Trump posted a very telling text message from the from the French president. So again, he is just a worm. You can't trust him as far as you can throw him. They also said something interesting to a question about the 2020 election results.
Has any more information emerged that you could share with us regarding Venezuelan election software and Venezuelan ties to tampering with the 2020 election? And would you consider speaking to Maduro personally in prison in New York to get some answers on Venezuela's involvement with the 2020 election?
No, I don't think I would be doing that. I think my lawyers would be very unhappy if I did. Yeah, they've learned some things.
They've learned some things. They keep hinting at the 2020 election. Things are going to come out. They've learned some things. You'll be hearing from them soon. We just don't know if it'll be before the midterms or not. As to the Minnesota fraud, President Trump responded to the church raid, calling for an investigation of Tim Walz and fake sleazebag. He said, Ilhan Omar, these people are professionals. They should be thrown in jail or thrown out of the country for the money they've cost the taxpayers.
Nobody talks about the fact that $19 billion at a minimum is missing in Minnesota, given to a large degree by Somalians.
Yeah, Somalians like Ilhan Omar, who the president has expressed disdain for.
I always hate to see this. Ilhan Omar, she comes from Somalia. A backward country, probably the worst country. They say it's the worst country in the world, if it's a country. I don't even think it's a country. There's no organization, no anything. They don't have police. They don't have military. They don't have anything. They just have people running around, killing each other, and trying to pirate ships. But she'll come here, comes, and then she wants to tell us how to run our country. The Constitution says that I am entitled to this. I can't stand her.
That's the way it went down, 367 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up today is the speech They're all waiting for the Trump terms of surrender to the EU, to the UK, and to the globalist elites. We'll also hear from Howard Lutnick on globalism. Stay tuned. It's Casey and Company.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 and an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Back down in Annapolis now and looking at the wreck that was there a little while ago. Northbound I-97 near the bridge at 178. Looking straight down at the bridge at 178. And the pace is good, but it's backed up all the way back to the ramp at 50 and I-97. They're starting to move a little better now, but if you're traveling over from Parole and then you're taking the ramp north, it's going to take an extra 15 to 20 minutes to get through that. Now the southbound backup has arrived, but it's just a normal delay right there at Route 32. They may have been looking at that wreck going south at 178, but we're backed up now right at the split with the normal delay coming south through there. Let me just look back here to see what it looks like south of Benfield. That's not too bad there south of Benfield. So it's right there at the normal delay, and then the northbound traffic is still recovering from all the earlier problems. 695 locally. Yep, all the usual stuff is in play there. JFX is getting busy south of Ruxton Road with the lanes open. That's an active fire call in the city in Canton, southeast side, Boston Street at Kenwood Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be nice today, or nicer today through Friday. Sunshine, highs near 40, lows upper 20s, pretty much the same Thursday and Friday. But all eyes on Saturday night, Sunday into Monday. We've got this cold Arctic air with moisture heading our way, and that's going to mean some form of snow. We just don't really know how much yet, so we'll know more tomorrow and Friday. Partly cloudy, 16 in Glen Burnie, and it is 22 in Stevensville. And while the media obsesses over Trump's threats to European allies, something I think far more significant is happening in Davos this week. President Trump is going to address the World Economic Forum today. Largest U.S. delegation ever assembled at Davos. That means he's bringing it. Okay? Besant, Lutnick, Wright, Rubio, Witkoff. French President Macron warned about a new imperialism, threatened Europe's trade bazooka. The Canadian wimp, Mark Carney, declared the old world order is not coming back. EU Commission President von der Leyen called for a new form of European independence. The media wants you to think Trump's Greenland push is about real estate. It is not. It's about dismantling the offshore financial and strategic architecture that the British Empire has used to control global relations for decades. And the British establishment understands if Trump holds Congress in November, the midterms, their entire system collapses. That's why they're pushing back so hard. Every move that Trump makes, every single one, from Davos to Greenland to the tariffs, is connected to this domestic economic transformation that will decide the midterms. Everybody thinks he's paying too much attention to foreign issues and not enough to domestic issues. This is about our domestic issues. Without this economic transformation, we are not going to have a good economy. Again, we have these blips, these ups and downs, you know, the GDP goes here, there. But if you want a lasting, long-standing, robust, thriving, manufacturing, America-first economy, this must happen. A preview yesterday by Howard Lutnick in Davos to the globalists.
Well, I think you should start at a much higher level.
Okay.
We are in Davos at the World Economic Forum. And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore. Find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind. And what we are here to say is that America First is a different model, one that we encourage other countries to consider, which is that our workers come first. We can have policies that impact our workers. Sovereignty is your borders. You're entitled to have borders. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation. And if you're going to be dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies. Okay? And so that is a different way of thinking. It is completely different than the WEF. I viewed the WEF as not a flagpole in the middle, but in fact, they are the flag. Whichever way the wind blew, so it blew. You should have solar. You should have wind. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to be net zero in 2030 when they don't make a battery? They don't make a battery. So if they go 2030, they are deciding to be subservient to China, who makes the batteries.
Why would you do that? When he says WEF, he's talking about the World Economic Forum. Why would you do that? Because they've lost the control over their own countries through mass migration, through socialism, not having to pay for their own defense. Trump knows this. And today in Davos, Trump is going, as I call it, to deliver the terms of surrender. We're no longer going to be the UK and the Europe's little biatches. And Trump knows this. And this is going to be a tour de force speech. So stay tuned. We'll have coverage of that and much more coming up on tomorrow's show. 7:30. And coming up next, the energy crisis here at home. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Richard Worley has released additional information on last night's deadly officer-involved shooting. Police were called to the 6800 block of Bank Street shortly after 9 p.m. for a report of a person with a gun who was threatening someone. Police located the suspect on a bicycle in the 6500 block of Eastern Avenue near the ramp to 95. Commissioner Worley says officers tackled the suspects, who fired a gun near the officers, and two of them returned fire. The suspect was killed in the shooting. City police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting in Northeast Baltimore. Officers responded to the 5400 block of Garland Avenue at around 8 p.m. When they arrived, they found a woman suffering from a gunshot wound. The 59-year-old victim was taken to the hospital with what is described as a non-life-threatening injury. Anne Arundel County police have arrested a Glen Burnie man after sexual offense allegations involving a minor. 19-year-old Juan Angel Garcia Mea was picked up on a warrant Monday, and he was taken to the Jennifer Road Detention Center for booking. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore County Police responded to a Maryland recycling facility for an attempted commercial robbery at 2:45 a.m. When officers arrived on scene at the 8900 block of Yellow Brick Road, there were two suspects who got into a rental truck and fled the scene. County officers followed them into the city, but the officers stopped following the vehicle after it entered a one-way street in the city. Officers were returning to the county shortly thereafter and came upon a crash involving the same rental truck believed to be involved in the attempted burglary. And Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer has announced the appointment of Brian Shepard as acting director of the Department of Recreation and Parks. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Baltimore County. It's at the top of the hill at Greenspring Avenue at Ridge Road. The medevac may be there already. They were called. They may be on the ground. They had several injuries involved there. So Greenspring Avenue is going to take a hit, and there's going to be a delay in that area, both sides of the road. We're hearing some reports that may be a little bit of ice on some of the roadways this morning, so that could be a factor. But that local traffic now will have a problem there at the top of the hill on Greenspring Avenue. Nothing major on the Beltway, but all your normal delays are there. We're at least 20-minute delays with the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day coming up. More sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. With Broncos special teams coach Darren Rizzi now expected to be interviewed, the count is up to 17 under consideration by the Ravens, with second interviews already being scheduled. Anthony Weaver was here yesterday. Jesse Minter and Joe Brady will be extended the same invitation. Meanwhile, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti says it's not only the head coaching position that's under scrutiny in Boeing in Baltimore.
I think that you can look at a lot of guys on our team that we had expected to take the next step that did not take that next step, and we've got to get to the bottom of that.
And that is a coaching situation. Here's a comment from John Harbaugh's presser in New York yesterday that I'm sure will make Baltimore fans snicker.
Our focus is simple. It starts with building a team that is physical and tough, that's capable of overwhelming their opponent from beginning to end, and especially at the end, that understands how to finish.
How many times did we see the Ravens take a double-digit lead into the fourth quarter, only to see the black and purple let it go? Well, here's the answer. 17 double-digit leads in the second half, the most by any NFL coach since 1991, more than half of those occurring between 2022 and 2025. How's this for symmetry? Andrew Jones and Carlos Beltran go into the Hall of Fame on the same day. Both got the word yesterday. And listen to this. Jones hit 434 home runs in his career. Beltran hit 435. Andrew Jones was born on April 23rd, 1977. Beltran was born on April 24th, 1977. Key part of the schedule continues tonight for the Caps in Vancouver. Puck drop at 10 p.m. tonight against the Canucks. It's the second leg of a six-game, two-week West Coast swing for Washington at a time when the Caps have lost 14 of the last 20. Head coach Spencer Carberry on that.
And this is what you have to understand is we've got a lot of young players that are going through this for the first time.
Okay? Major injuries have derailed the Caps all year, and they've fallen into fifth place in the Metro Division, 12 points off the pace. Sports media news, there's a reason. reason streaming services are willing to pay top dollar for NFL games. It's because they deliver subscribers. Case in point, Netflix. The streamer is seeing its largest customer acquisition spike of 2025 for its Christmas Day NFL doubleheader. 430,000 new subscriptions, the third largest spike in Netflix history. And finally, President Donald Trump said over the weekend, as you probably know, that he plans to sign an executive order protecting the broadcast slot for the Army-Navy football game. Trump's announcement on Truth Social comes amid a push to expand the NCAA college football playoff, which could potentially affect the Army-Navy's traditional time slot. The president saying his executive order will secure an exclusive four-hour broadcast window in December for the event that cannot be challenged by another postseason football game. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is that necessary?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Is it, quote-unquote, necessary to protect the broadcast slot of the Army-Navy game?
Yeah, I don't know. I think what's happening here is that with the expanded college playoff, I think Trump is looking ahead that there's only X amount of days at the end of the season, X amount of Saturdays, and typically Army-Navy is the only thing that's played on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so I think if they do expand, was a wildly successful college playoff format this year, then it might be in trouble.
I guess the overall question is, why is the president even getting involved? Like, is this the president's job?
Because
to do
he's
that?
The commander in chief.
I get that.
Of the armed forces, and he wants to. To me, it's the best college football game of the year.
So now he's okay, and so now he's directing. So basically, he's directing the networks on what they should or shouldn't be broadcasting at certain times.
He is strongly recommending.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then what do you think would happen if they don't go with the recommendation?
Well, I think he'll call them out on it and get people to voice their opinions to the networks mm-hmm. appropriately.
I understand the sentiment. I clearly understand the sentiment. I just think it's an overreach.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I know that might be one of the last vestiges we've watched now as college football has kind of ruined itself.
There's no doubt.
And I think President Trump just doesn't want the Army-Navy game to go down the proverbial toilet with the rest of college football.
I think college football, college sports in general have ruined themselves. That's true. But I don't think the CFP playoff system is the cause of the ruin.
No.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good, and I think that and that's why I think there's going to be an effort to expand it because you know there's a lot of money involved here.
Couldn't they play?
I think the president's suggesting you guys can still make lots of money and leave the Army Navy game alone.
Okay, we shall see.
We shall see.
It's an interesting debate.
It is. Thank you, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on KCN Company. Well, the two biggest things in Maryland right now. We'll talk with Ed Hale Sr. He's coming up at the top of the hour to react to the news that Larry Hogan has decided not to run again for a third term. But the two biggest issues are the economy here in Maryland and the energy crisis, and they're both interrelated. And then I would put public safety would be number three right behind those two issues. So we're watching as gas prices are coming down, grocery prices have started to regulate. There are some, you know, coffee, meat, things of that nature that are still a little bit higher than they should be, based on a number of things. But the other issue is I think interest rates have started to come down as well, and I think they'll still move. So that is certainly moving in the right direction. Energy, however, is going the opposite direction. And we had a big meeting yesterday in Annapolis. Public Service Commission showed up for a hearing. Here is the chairman, the Democrat that was from Montgomery County, Kumar Barve. Reacting at the beginning of this meeting as to what's going on with energy in Maryland.
We are truly in the middle of a national and regional crisis when it comes to the affordability.
Kumar Barve, appointed obviously by Governor Moore, is chairman of the PSC. And what has the PSC done? What has the governor done, who says he'll stand with the people here for energy costs? Ben Baker, he is a spokesperson for the PSC. He says electricity really is driving the bus here.
Electricity side, pretty much all rates are up. Distribution, supply, and power, those have all been rising. Supply, though, has been the greatest increase.
Yeah. And how bad has it been? Well, the People's Council Office, David Lapp, listen to how much the electric rates have gone up just in the last few years.
The more recent July 2024 capacity market auction that drove up prices across the region by 800%.
800%! And this is unsustainable. People aren't going to be able to afford these kinds of electric rates. And Lapp went on to say what is really driving this increase is data centers.
Data centers are projected to add 12,000 megawatts of new electric demand by 2031. That is about the demand that has been built up in Maryland over more than a century. Maryland customers should not be paying the cost for data centers occurring in other states.
So then Delegate Marvin Holmes asked the question, this is the $64,000 question, or maybe I should say the 800% increase question, as to what's causing this.
Which do you think is contributing most to the increase in utilities? The distribution or the production?
The supply is the major cost driver right now for electricity.
I would disagree with that to some extent. If you just look at like one little point in time, you can sort of point to supply costs because they go up and down. But if you look at the trend over time, we think it's distribution costs.
Yeah, well, you have the PSC saying it's supply, it's production, and then you have the People's Council saying it's distribution. And look, it's both. Distribution is infrastructure. It's how BGE delivers the production of energy to your home. And so when you get rid of the coal, fired burning power plants, that affects distribution. And so that also, when your supply is in greater demand, look, it's just a mess right now. That's why they're saying this is an energy crisis, and we don't need studies to how to fix it. We need to act on it immediately. And we'll talk with Ed Hale Sr. about that coming up at the top of the hour, 7:43. By the way, we do need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Get to match wits with the panel here. And we got WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We did have one female listener that said she really wanted a WCBM t-shirt with Chuck in it. Okay.
Wow.
Like on it or in it? I'm confused.
In it.
Ah, got
it. Yeah.
Oh.
Wearing it.
There's
wearing
a big difference between on it and
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, nothing but, apparently.
This is...
We don't need to go any further.
Oh.
We get Ed all embarrassed. He won't call in. Brought to you as a service. On the Baltimore Blast, I-95, there's a report to have an accident near the area of Washington Boulevard. I see more of an impact northbound than I do southbound from 395. So we're just waiting to find out exactly what's going on there. But it looks like more like it's going to be in that area just south of 395 on 95. And we are starting to get a delay, but not so much southbound. Definitely more on the northbound side. There's some areas now on the Beltway, and if you're traveling south and east, that you're fighting the bright sunshine. That was a pretty bad wreck. And again, there's some reports now that there may be a little bit of ice on the roadway. This wreck at the top of the hill at Greenspring Avenue at Ridge Road, and that investigation is still underway. The next home game for the Baltimore Blast is Saturday, January 24th at 6 p.m. against the San Diego Sockers at Towson University. And always a great time for the entire family. Tickets available, BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Nice today and tomorrow as well. Sunny, near 40 today. Upper 20s for the low tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. and into Friday. But that storm is coming sometime Saturday through Sunday night into Monday morning. And it could bring just a couple of inches or more. We'll know more tomorrow and Friday. Right now, partly cloudy, 17 in the city. It is 16 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Joseph in Elk Ridge is our contestant. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second? Yeah, exactly. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
Okay, well, good luck to you, Joe. Here are your three stories. Story one, CNN is reporting that Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was asked by Kamala Harris's campaign last year whether or not he was a Mossad agent. In addition, Harris's vetting team asked Tampon Tim if he had ever been an agent of China. She went on to select him anyway. Story two, a 61-year-old man and his 15-year-old daughter were inside their residence in Seattle. Police said an intruder armed himself with a kitchen knife when he broke into the home. The homeowner grabbed a frying pan in self-defense. An a la Three Stooges, Curly Howard motion, the man clocked the intruder over the head and was able to escape successfully.
I love it. Wise guy, huh?
Story three, President Trump has ruffled some feathers in his latest comments about the globalist elite. He's been doubling down on acquiring Greenland. The president said they had comments that he has riled the EU leaders, rather, and NATO by suggesting that if he disguised U.S. soldiers as Muslims, Denmark would welcome them in with open arms. All right, as a story one, Kamala Harris's team accused Josh Shapiro being an agent of the Mossad and Tim Walz an agent of China. Story two, skillet defense. Man repels intruder with frying pan. Or story three, Trump jokes that he could invade Greenland with soldiers dressed as Muslims. And not a single shot would be fired. All right, we'll start with Michelle.
Okay, well, I was going to go with number one, but you said that they accused them, not just asked them, inquired. So I'm going to go with number one based on that word.
Okay. That is story number one. Oh, by the way, if you could, Michelle, find yesterday's audio from Choose Your Fake News, I want to clear that up.
Oh.
I think I loaded it on the drive. Michelle goes for number one. Maggie?
I, too, am going with number one because of the verbology. The word thing. I said verbology.
Little verbology.
That was four syllables. Yeah. I'm hurting here.
Verbology.
Chuck.
Three.
Chuck goes for three. And Joseph and Elkridge.
Number three is the funniest one. I think I'm going to go with number one.
All right. Another vote for number one. Nobody votes for story number two. Frying pan used to ward off intruder. That is a true story. Story number one is also a true story. Story three, Trump joking about soldiers invading as Muslims and Greenland would accept them. That is our fake news story of the day. Chuck is the only winner today. Joe, thanks again for playing. Yesterday we had the Hemi story about the CUDA, and I want to be fair because several folks were questioning what I said. I meant to say 426 Hemi. Here is what I...
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I can't
it?
Find it on your drive.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Oh,
rigged.
Anyway,
rigged.
I went back. Michelle found it, and I did say 427 7 liter.
I
meant to say 426 7 liter, and I just... I was reading ahead of myself. So Chuck will give you a win on that. Everybody won yesterday.
Better believe it.
Okay, so Alan Lang, who's the official, unofficial statistician here for Choose Your Fake News, if you can make sure that Chuck gets a credit for a win, because, you know, Lord knows, he needs every single win that he can acquire. And my apologies for the rare error that occurred in all of these years.
You had me deeply concerned yesterday when I got off the air.
Why?
I needed an Excedrin because my head was hurting because you told me I had the wrong answer.
Well, you start with your day with your head hurting. It's usually from the hangover from the night before.
Yeah. Well, normally I sleep in an ice block, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Normally you're sleeping it off. What?
Mr. Casey, you cut me to the quick.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:50, you are listening to Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes, and now relieved in the fact he picked up a win he never expected to. Here once again is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I knew all along I was right. I didn't have to worry. Get away from me with that crap. Wreck at the top of the hill. Green Spring Avenue and Ridge Road, Medevac was there. And again, we're getting some reports, some ice, some of these roadways, just enough. Could have been a little melting here and there yesterday and then refroze overnight and this morning. So heads up for those areas. But right now, Baltimore County is directing traffic there at the scene. We're still getting a report. I have not seen it, but I see the impact, the report of an accident south of Camden Yards, I-95 in the area of Washington Boulevard. Much more slow through there on the northbound side. Still about a 15 to 20 minute delay at least with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunday today, highs near 40, upper 20s tonight. Pretty much the same for Thursday and Friday. It's the weekend that we're keeping an eye on for some snowfall event. It is sunny, 17 in Glen Burnie and 17 in Baltimore City. The DOJ announced yesterday they've issued subpoenas to Tampon Tim, Small Fry, the Attorney General Keith Ellison, and other far-left Minnesota officials, including the mayor of St. Paul and two county executives there. And again, this all has to do with their role in impeding ICE operations. Obviously, they're doubling down. They think they're above the law. It's obvious to me now. And Congressman Jim Comer, the House Judiciary Chairman, revealed that the Clintons, both Bill and Hill, made outrageous demands after snubbing congressional subpoenas. Bill Clinton was supposed to have a closed-door deposition a week ago, and the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was set to appear for a closed-door deposition last Wednesday. Bill Clinton was a no-show. Hillary just ignored the subpoena. And so today in Congress, there's going to be a contempt proceedings vote. And if that vote goes as expected, and both Clintons are held in contempt of Congress, it'll be interesting to see if they are frog-marched to the Hoosegow like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro were during the Biden years. Stay tuned. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. Great show. Your monologues are on fire. Before I get to my point, actually choose your fake news from yesterday and the way that you confirmed it today on the 427 Mopars proves, because you I think you said that you had a lot of responses, emails, I guess, or whatever, but it proves that Americans want gasoline and fossil fuels forever. You had Howard Lutnick on earlier explaining the obvious. The same local, state, and national politicians who during the 90s and a bit before sold the United States of America out by sending our incredible manufacturing base to communist countries is obviously why there's a rust belt versus a manufacturing belt. And we can talk about Maryland and Baltimore specifically. I mean, holy smokes. You take York Road, for example, from Sparks down to 695. It's a couple of miles where there used to be manufacturing, inclusive of boats being manufactured in that area, as well as cosmetics, et cetera, is now nothing but retail and restaurants.
Right.
And notwithstanding the fact, Maryland, in Western Maryland, Roscoe Bartlett used to talk about this all the time, that we in Maryland have a plethora of energy with which to use. So I leave you with this, Sean. You all do every day a question of the day, and I think I know the answer before this might even happen. I asked my fellow Marylanders, oh, and Sean, by the way, I was stunned that both you and Michelle, who, and she does a great job, your kilowatt rate contracts were negated. So I leave you with this. Maryland, do you want power plants or AI centers? And quite frankly, Sean, I think the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens want power plants because we have everything through American ingenuity to be self-sustaining.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think that these data centers, if they want to have data centers in the state of Maryland, they should be self-sufficient. Just like Chris Burnett out in CD6 is suggesting, these small modular reactors that are completely safe, that have been used in other applications, need to power these data centers, and it should be on the backs of Marylanders, or anybody else for that matter. Jeff, it makes a great great point. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great day.
You do the same. Talk to you soon. You know, if the real estate agent you choose, especially now, matters, I strongly suggest that you choose Vinny Steele. And I've been telling you about Vinny with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty for years now, and you know that. And reasons why you need to get to know Vinny, like I have, because, you know, Vinny's stats are really, really impressive. Over 13,000 buyers in waiting. He sells homes 2.8 times faster, 3.1% more than the average agent. He'll sell your home with the agreed-upon price and possession date, or Vinny will buy it himself. And that's a guarantee. So don't just take my word for it. Check out Vinny's amazing five-star reviews online. For instance, George says, wonderful job selling my home, even with buyer issues. So when you're ready to sell your home and you want the most money, do your homework and call the expert that I trust. Call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteele.com. That's 410-709-7515, vinnysteele.com. All right, coming up next, right after the 8 o'clock news, Ed Hale Sr. will be here to discuss his reaction to the announcement that Larry Hogan, old Lockdown Larry, not running for a third term. Stay with Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. It's wheels down for President Trump in Switzerland. The president arrived this morning in Davos for the World Economic Forum. In addition to economic matters, the president will discuss his plans for Greenland. Some of the NATO allies are skeptical, to say the least, but Mr. Trump says he's confident a deal can be worked out that will make all sides happy. The president's arrival was delayed a few hours after a minor electrical issue forced the presidential jet to return to Joint Base Andrews.
A reporter on board Air Force One says the lights in the press cabin went out briefly after takeoff. And about a half an hour into the flight, reporters were told the plane would be turning around. Trump then boarded an Air Force C-32, a modified Boeing 757 used by the president for domestic trips to smaller airports. The two planes that are right now used as Air Force One have been flying for almost 40 years. Boeing has been working on replacements, but that work has faced a series of delays. The luxury Boeing jumbo jet gifted to Trump by Qatar is currently being retrofitted. Donna Warder, Washington.
And the president's taking a victory lap, celebrating completion of the first year of his second term.
I think God is very proud of the job I've done, and that includes for religion. You know, we're protecting a lot of people that are being killed, Christians, Jewish people, and lots of people are being protected.
Mr. Trump also cites his role in settling 8 wars, reviving the economy, and securing the border against a flood of deadly drugs and illegal immigrants. A 7th sanctioned oil tanker with ties to Venezuela has been seized by American forces in the Caribbean. Treasury Department says these vessels carry oil from nations including Venezuela, Russia, and Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a broken down vehicle at the ramp from the Beltway onto Reisterstown Road. It's pretty much off to the side over behind the white line, so I don't think that's going to be a big problem. There's a lot of traffic, though, still moving down the Beltway from Reisterstown Road from 795 all the way down through Route 40, and then the inner loop through Green Spring with the normal delays. The Parkville side, the backup there has been starting at Bel Air Road. On the outer loop, the inner loop at Bel Air Road is looking at very bright sunshine right there, so they're beginning to slow down as well. Big wreck top of the hill. Be careful along Green Spring Avenue at Ridge Road in Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day coming up. More sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
14 degrees in Pikesville and 17 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Kathy Klossmeyer has announced the appointment of Brian Shepherd as Acting Director of the Department of Recreation and Parks. Shepherd succeeds Director Bob Smith, who retired from county government on Friday. Shepherd brings nearly 30 years of experience in community engagement, constituent services, budget planning and implementation, and program management. Shepherd will go before the county council for a confirmation vote on February 2nd and serve in an acting capacity for the remainder of Klossmeyer's term. City police are asking the public for help in identifying 3 people in connection with a shooting in South Baltimore. The shooting happened at around 1:30 in the morning back on November 23rd in the 2800 block of Annapolis Road, leaving a 20-year-old man with serious injuries. Surveillance images of the individuals have been released, and anyone with information is asked to call police. Anonymous tipsters can contact Metro Crime Stoppers. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick, 635, the pick 4-0683. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Are the fans' voices heard inside the castle? That was a question posed to Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti last week as it relates to the ouster of John Harbaugh as head coach. Here is Bisciotti on the social media effect.
I know the volume went up this year, and I know the majority of that turned on John. And I think it did affect me. It was one of the things that I'm putting together.
Fans not showing up or leaving early from the stadium, I'm sure, didn't help either. Today's the day that John Harbaugh starts interviewing coaches and coordinators to fill out his staff in New York. And the natural question is, will he reach back into Baltimore?
We're talking to people all across the league, talking to people in Baltimore, obviously, too. We're going to try to build the very best. We will build the very best coaching staff that we can. I'll tell you, it'll be a great coaching staff.
Offensive coordinator Todd Monken will join Harbaugh in New York if he doesn't get a head coaching job elsewhere. Harbaugh also has his eye on Anthony Weaver for defensive coordinator, which doesn't bode well for Zach Orr. And Ravens special teams coach Chris Horton also likely to become a Giant. College football news and its portal controversy boiling over in Durham, North Carolina. Duke quarterback, well, former quarterback now, Darian Mensah, entered the transfer portal at the last minute on Friday, less than a month after announcing his return to Duke. The school sued Mensah yesterday in order to retain him for 2026, but a judge denied that request. Another transfer portal mess. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former sports broadcaster joining the political fray. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Fronin and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big announcement yesterday in the Baltimore Sun that former Governor Larry Hogan has announced he will not seek a third term in this gubernatorial election year. That clears some of the decks anyway. And one of the beneficiaries is Baltimore businessman, owner of the Baltimore Blast, Ed Hale Sr. Ed, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Doing fine. I guess you're doing better here today in the news that Larry has decided he's not getting in the race.
Well, it does make it somewhat easier, but I was unconcerned about running against him or anybody else that wants to step in. This is the United States. Anybody can do it. And I felt confident enough that I could win. And that's how I felt right along. And I think this does make it a little bit easier.
I noticed you, in your statement yesterday, you said some nice things about the former governor. Would you seek his endorsement?
Yeah, I really don't know him. I've only met him a few times, and it's, you know, hello, how are you, that kind of thing. So I don't know if I could do it. I will assume he's going to call me, or I'm going to call him. And I've complimented him on coming up with a surplus at the end, giving it to Governor Moore, who's now transferred that into a real deficit with even more to come with what we have this year that he's going to have to deal with. So he did that. And personally, when he did that, the toll deal, I was very happy. I know you're not happy with the locked out Larry and all that sort of thing. However, I never saw that side of him that much. I was looking at it from the economic part of it.
Right. Well, that we could argue or debate, you know, what how that impacted Maryland's economics with keeping people in their homes and so on and so forth. But I don't want to get off course here. I did want to ask you this, and that is something that we've learned from the Baltimore Banner, that Governor Moore has $8 million in the bank heading for reelection coverage. Or his campaign, I should say. And I know you're just kind of, you know, shaking the money trees now. What's next? You're going to reach out to Hogan's donors to see if they can back your campaign?
Well, I'm having my first really, it's a very large fundraiser tonight. I have another couple in the next couple weeks, and people are reaching out to me and have been reaching out to me, by the way, even before Governor Hogan decided not to run. So I plan on doing it, and you know, there are several fundraisers and donors that he used or that he had before that have reached out to me, and I've talked to them, and we'll just see how it's going to go.
Yeah, and I would think that, you know, since, have you had anybody tell you that they were sitting on the sidelines until Hogan made an announcement?
Absolutely. You know, everybody said that. You know, I can't do it. You know, he's been a friend of mine for years. I can't do it. And, you know, I don't blame them for that. Loyalty is a good thing. And they worked with him so many years. You know, I can't fault them for that.
Yeah.
Now that he's out, I'd like to see if they want to, you know, get in with me. If they don't, I have some other people that will.
And how much would you be comfortable with going into this gubernatorial campaign? You know, we're looking at $8 million for Wes Moore. That's going to be a heavy nut, you know, to raise here in just, you know, 5 or 6 months.
Well, Wes Moore could do that all he wants, and you know, he could say all the things he wants to do and be all the things that he's not, that he talks about. I'm going to go into this as from a practical side of it, and have a streamlined social media type campaign and really not start spending a ton of money until it gets close to the primary. So I believe that you know, I'm probably going to have to come up with between $10 and $20 million. That's
wow.
What I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, that is a very big amount. All right, more with Ed Hale coming up in just a second. Specifically, the filing deadline is about a month away and the energy crisis. Stay tuned. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 895 has been running fairly heavy. It still is. It's still sitting here at Pulaski Highway. From there, going all the way in to the Old Harbor Tunnel. So with those delays, I mean, traffic is moving, but we're still backed up. And then 95 has been slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We can see all four lanes are moving and eventually down towards 95 and Russell Street and 395. At one point, about 25 minutes ago, there had been a report of a wreck near Washington Boulevard on 95. Doesn't appear that there's anything there. The normal delays are coming up from the Beltway. The normal heavy traffic passing Camden Yards on the southbound side. Yeah, all the Beltway stuff is still there on the Parkville side, both on the inner and the outer loop. The inner loop through Pikesville and then 795 going down the hill, eventually getting better towards I-95. Baltimore County still with the wreck, Green Spring Avenue at Ridge Road. You might see an accident after the airport cutoff on the BW Parkway southbound on 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warmer today, highs near 40. We're keeping an eye on a storm that is going to hit us sometime Saturday night, Sunday, maybe into Monday. And I've seen projections all over the map, so we're going to have to wait more until Thursday or Friday to get an update on that. Partly cloudy, 24 in Annapolis, 16 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline, Ed Hale, senior Republican gubernatorial candidate for governor in this election, challenging Wes Moore. On your Facebook page, Ed, you saying Wes Moore's been exposed again, and you say he's helped Exelon make a ton of money during this energy crisis. How so?
Well, he has, you know, given them a free range to charge whatever they want to charge. But the, what what's it root? The root here, Sean, is the Green New Deal is finito. That's it. It's over. And I did a speech last night, and people asked me, "What do you think about the Green New Deal, and what about the wind turbines?" I said, "We should make them fishing reefs. You know, we should stop all this nonsense and not allow people, the big corporate people, to make money at the expense of people that are sheltering in their homes right now, cold, turning their thermostats down in their homes right now, just trying to make, you know, just to cut back on the electric bills that are just killing us. Every month, it's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's not going to get any better over the next few weeks."
Yeah, and there was a big hearing yesterday in Annapolis with the PSC and others trying to figure out who struck John, between distribution and supply, they're both in agreement. It was just mind-boggling that we had an 800% increase in electricity costs since 2024. So, I would think affordability, we hear that term a lot, is a major component of this election. What message do you have for Marylanders? How would an Ed Hale senior administration make Maryland more affordable?
Well, it's funny. On Tuesday, I'm scheduled to go to Brandon Shores, the power plant in Anne Arundel County, and I was going to do a press conference that morning. I think I went based on this snowstorm that's coming. I'm going to move it to Wednesday. But I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to stand there and just say that that's due to be shut down. Do not shut it down would be my message, number one. Number two, the plants that have not been destroyed, repower them, re-energize them, open them all up again so that we don't have to buy power from others, and build more fossil fuel places. We have good, clean natural gas, and there's even coal close by. So I would recommend doing that. And nuclear, we have to start. I said this last night. I think I may have said it on your show before.
Mm-hmm, you have.
Nuclear, we have to do nuclear now. And to have this guy who's running for president not do anything, just wait and wait and wait until November when the election is done, is just not very prudent as far as I'm concerned.
Should these data centers that want to set up shop either here in Maryland or in neighboring states, should they be responsible for their own power generation?
Absolutely. They should be working in partnership with the state. The state can't, and the taxpayers can't take this. We can't afford it. We can't afford the electric bills that are coming through right now. And that's moved up to probably the number two issue, was taxes and registration fees and VEIP and all that. This has now moved into number two position behind safety with the police. As far as I'm concerned, we really have a problem that's got to be dealt with right now. And he doesn't do it. And there's also going to be the electrification of all our appliances in our homes and restaurants and things. You got to be kidding me. Stop this. It's got to stop.
Yeah, I think you're right. The economy, the electric bills are the number one and number two issues. Number three, I do think lurking behind those is public safety. And we're watching in the first couple of weeks of the Maryland General Assembly that there are three bills that seek to punish or penalize federal law enforcement officials vis-a-vis ICE agents. What are your thoughts on this attempt by Democrats in this state to try to penalize law enforcement and protect criminals?
To me, it's very foolhardy to do that. If they are empowered to do it and they're lawfully doing their jobs, we should definitely take advantage of it. Look at what's happened in D.C. You know, D.C., Trump gets nailed for, he's putting them in, he's going to take over the entire country. There's no crime down in D.C. anymore. It's clean, it's neat. If you're up here and you're going to try to get people out of here that are criminals, use ICE. I've never understood this, Sean, ever. That this could be allowed to, that they could be persecuted for being an ICE agent.
As to the Key Bridge, because I know that's near and dear to your heart, should we be looking at the Key Bridge as a national security issue and to try to accelerate the reconstruction of the bridge?
Well, what I would do, if people have asked me, what would you do the day after you're elected? I said I would cancel the inauguration party because we can't afford to do it. I would cancel that, and I would go right down to the Key Bridge and confront the bureaucrats, the engineers, and the construction companies that have been empowered to do the job there and ask them why. And they better have some good answers. And that's the first thing I would do, because this is creating chaos all around the Beltway because of all the hazmat trucks going onto the Beltway that can't go through the tunnels. And it's just created a huge, huge problem. here in my neighborhood, Glen Burnie, Pasadena. It's a big, big problem here. Turner Station, which is right there at the base of the bridge, those people, I don't know how they're dealing with it. It's just crazy. To not have anything happen is, to me, is dereliction of duty.
And finally, Ed, we're about a month away from the filing deadline. You have not officially filed yet, and I'm assuming that's because there is no running mate. Are you any closer to acquiring a running mate?
I have a running mate, and I'm going to announce it on February 20th or 21st.
February 21st?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I don't know what day of the week that is, Sean. Let me look at the calendar here real quick. It'll be the 20th. I'll announce it.
The 20th. February 20th, the running mate. And then you'll file, I would imagine, within that day or so.
That's correct. And it'll be more clear who's going to be in the race and who's not. So, a lot of clarity happens on that date.
Absolutely.
Then, my focus is to win the Republican primary, and that's who I was speaking to last night, right. The Republicans.
Can we rule out Steve Hershey right now?
I don't even know him. I really don't. I don't know him. I don't even want to talk about him.
Okay. Ed, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
All right, that's Ed Hale, Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate for governor. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM. Okay, we're a little bit of a technical glitch there for just a second, and hopefully we'll get that squared away. Rescue Natural Supplements are there for you when you need them 24/7. These are all natural supplements, nutraceuticals that are wonderful, and they do work. I've been taking them for, 15 years or so, and I initially had a cholesterol issue, really bad cholesterol, close to 300 was my total cholesterol number. And I told my colleague then, Tom Marr, and they wanted to put me on a statin. I went on the statin drug, and I just had sore joints and muscle aches and so on and so forth, and the problem just got worse. I had to come off the statins. He said, try the nutraceuticals, Rescue 1250, the omega-3s, and at that point I did. I told my doctor, he said he's okay with it. And so I started using the omega-3s along with red yeast rice and something to help improve my HDL numbers. And within 3 months, my numbers were dramatically cut by 45%. So the same thing can happen to you, and all you have to do is make sure that you call Rescue today, and they do have a New Year special that's to help you maintain your New Year's resolutions, and all you do is call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Use the coupon code NEWYEAR40, that's New Year 40, at 1-800-262-5483 or at res-q.com. 8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts.
What they say about losing 20 pounds of ugly fat. And then he suggested you cut your head off.
That's right. Or turn around, you'll find it.
Yeah, it's been dragging for a while. I've had that problem. The interloop right here at Greenspring is really slow. Not sure if they're... Oh, here comes the fire department. No, the police car going down Median on the interloop past Greenspring. So they're heading over to your area around the JFX and maybe towards 83. So I thought I heard something just a couple minutes ago through that area. You're still fighting the bright sunshine after 83, but now it looks like there may be something as you're coming down the hill from Greenspring towards JFX on the top side. We'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warmer today, highs near 40. Lows will be down to the upper 20s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow and Friday. And we're still tracking this storm that could bring snow, or it could be sleet or freezing rain. There's a lot of variables here with these forecast models, so we'll know more tomorrow and Friday. Just wanted to get you ahead of the game there. So right now we're pretty much, it's a very cold morning, as you know, 17 and cloudy in Pikesville, and it's all 31 in Ocean City. How about that? That is our warm spot here this morning. At 8:25, you're up to date. And it is time once again from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner and our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. We celebrate America's 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. America 250, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. Well, it was on this date, January 21st, in our nation's history. 1861, Mississippi Senator Jefferson Davis resigned from the U.S. Senate 12 days before Mississippi seceded from the Union. He would later become president of the Confederate States of America. 1954, a Connecticut man, listen to this, obtained a divorce on grounds of desertion after concluding his wife wasn't coming back. She left 45 years before. Jeez. Took a long time for that to sink in, didn't it? 1954, the world's first atomic-powered submarine, the Nautilus, was launched at Groton, Connecticut. So on this day in 1977, U.S. President Jimmy Carter pardoned American Vietnam War-era draft evaders, draft dodgers as they were known, and ordered a case-by-case study of the deserters. It was also on this day in 2010, U.S. Supreme Court, in a far-reaching and controversial decision, 5-4, ruled the government cannot restrict the spending of corporations and unions for political campaigns. That was the Citizens United decision. And it was on this day in 2020. It was 1 year ago, I'm sorry, 6 years ago now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the U.S.'s first known case of the novel coronavirus, what would later become known as COVID-19 or the CCP virus. Hard to believe it's been 6 years since we went through that pandemic. It's just amazing. And everything that happened as a result, the lockdowns and the mandated jabs and the loss of our rights, and unfortunately the loss of so many of our seasoned citizens that weren't treated properly because they didn't know not to intubate them and so on and so forth. And by the way, I just saw a story where a biological agent either was lost, stolen, or escaped a Fauci lab in Montana. So we're still making the same mistakes over and over again, and that is what is so sad. All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news here on the program. And again, all eyes on Davos, Switzerland today, where the president is going to deliver, I think, an incredible speech that is going to make the globalists, what did John Lennon once say when the British royalty were at the Beatles concert? They're going to make their jewels rattle or whatever the case may be. Yeah, he's going to rattle some of the globalist elites in Davos. Coming up next, there was a redistricting vote yesterday, but it was behind closed doors. And Mr. Transparency himself, Governor Moore, will talk about that. And also the latest on Maryland tax dollars funding CASA protests here in the state of Maryland. So all this. If you want to join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app, and our executive producer is Michelle Double X Tricella. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, now with the update, here's Maggie.
Good morning. The city of Annapolis says the warming center at the Pitt Moyer Recreation Center is open for emergency overnight relief from the cold. Community members in need may stay at the facility on Hilltop Lane from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. through Monday. The overnight lows tonight and tomorrow are expected to be around 32 degrees before an expected snowstorm moves in and low temperatures drop into the middle teens. The Maryland Redistricting Commission has voted to recommend a new congressional map to Governor Wes Moore and members of the General Assembly. The map would redraw the state's first district to expand across the Bay Bridge to include parts of Anne Arundel and Howard counties, in addition to the Eastern Shore. The first district is currently represented by Andy Harris, who is Maryland's only Republican in Congress. The governor created the commission to study mid-cycle redistricting in Maryland. Opponents of redistricting have called the move a partisan power grab. In addition to Republicans pushing back against redistricting, some Democrats, including Senate President Bill Ferguson, have also spoken out against redrawing the map. And the Baltimore Sun reports that a Baltimore County educator was charged with assault and a sexual offense Friday after allegedly grabbing and smacking another teacher in front of elementary school students, according to police. Court records show the educator, a 35-year-old from Baltimore, was not placed under arrest. He was instead summoned to appear in court in early March. And workers and labor leaders rallied at Lawyers Mall in Annapolis Tuesday, calling on the state to raise the minimum wage to $25 an hour. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Late backing at both the Harbor Tunnels still there, at least 15 to 20 minutes, maybe even a little bit longer. 895 is still back there towards Pulaski Highway. 95 looking at it live here, also at Pulaski Highway. So from there and both the tunnels right now, 20 to 25 minute delays. All the lanes are moving through the tunnels, but the backups are solid. JFX, not bad, but busy from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. The Beltway is really jammed up from Parkville to Towson. The inner loop from 795 through Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring, and there may have been an accident near the JFX on the inner loop, and then the west side is backed up even before 795, and it's solid from there all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another chilly day coming up. More sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Turning the talk to free agency for a moment, Ravens find themselves at a crossroad. Preseason Super Bowl favorite to not making the playoffs with no less than 22 free agents to figure out and a $74 million cap number hanging around the neck of Lamar. Something that owner Steve Bisciotti wants to negotiate ASAP.
We want another window, and Lamar knows that. And I think that he's amenable to doing something that that mirrors the last deal he did, although the annual number will be a little higher. But I'm hoping that it's plug a new number in the same contract he signed last year and move on. And the urgency of that matters to me because we've got free agents, and I don't want to go into free agency with that hanging over our head.
Meanwhile, it gets more interesting. John Harbaugh was introduced yesterday as new head coach of the Giants at their training facility in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Here's some sound from Harbaugh meeting the players before the press conference.
Oh, Tom, doing good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. How's everything?
Good.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Monumental day.
You guys ready to go to work, huh? Let's get in the weight room right now.
All right. With Harbaugh's desire to build a strong running game to complement quarterback Jackson Dart, expect him to be active in free agency and reach back into Baltimore, targeting center Tyler Linderbaum, fullback Patrick Ricard, and tight end Charlie Kohler. One other football note, NFL Executive VP Troy Vincent making news. Breitbart reporting that the VP of Football Operations is so, quote-unquote, embarrassed by America that he stays in his hotel when traveling abroad. Vincent made the comments during a panel discussion on sports diplomacy
at the Stimson Center in D.C. MLB welcomed two new additions to its Hall of Fame yesterday. Center fielders Carlos Beltran and Andruw Jones have been elected. Here's how the call went to Beltran.
Carlos, this is Jack O'Connell with Baseball Writers Association of America.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm calling you from Cooperstown. Baseball writers have elected you to the Hall of Fame.
Notably, Beltran's career sullied a bit by his involvement in the Astros cheating scandal that played a role in their 2017 World Series win. Maryland basketball tonight on the road in Champaign, Illinois, taking on the Fighting Illini. Game time 7 p.m. on BTM. And Michelle Tafoya, who spent decades working in sports broadcasting, most notably as a sideline reporter for NBC Sunday Night Football, filed papers yesterday to run for the United States Senate in Minnesota as a member of the Republican Party. Tafoya spent time in Minnesota early in her broadcasting career, primarily covering the Vikings and the University of Minnesota women's basketball team. Happy birthday today to pro golf's greatest of all time, perhaps. Jack Nicklaus turns 86 today, holds the record for most major wins with 18, and achieved the career Grand Slam three times. The Golden Bear won 117 professional tournaments in his career. The time now is 8:37 when we return, celebrating the great coach, Morgan Wooten.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Sean, it was 6 years ago today that we lost Morgan Wooten at the age of 88. 46 seasons he spent at DeMatha. I know this means a lot to you personally. 33 Catholic League championships, 22 D.C. Metro championships, and 5 national championships as a basketball coach at DeMatha. Numerous NBA and college players have gone on. I know you went to DeMatha. You're proud of that. You're proud of Morgan Wooten.
Morgan, not just a great, I think the greatest high school basketball coach in history, but he was a molder of men as well. And he was athletic director when I was at DeMatha. He used to coach football. Ironically, he started playing coaching football. And then he and Joe Gallagher, who was over at St. John's, they started this basketball league and summer camp, and they started coaching basketball. But he was also my history teacher at DeMatha as well. Morgan and Kathy Wooten are just great people. He was one of these guys that every once in a while he would get angry and you would see it, but for the most part he just kept his cool and composure. And he was a real expert at, you know, some coaches are really good motivators, and he somehow was able to get stuff out of guys that nobody else could accomplish.
Had offers to become a college head coach.
He was offered at Maryland.
And he turned it down.
Turned down Maryland, turned down a number of college coaching jobs because he just liked the being that with young men, molding them before they even got to college. So
6 years ago today.
Yeah, thanks so much for remembering him because he is
absolutely
a great guy. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So, Governor Transparency has failed again in leaving Maryland voters behind on this one with the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission. They met in secret yesterday behind closed doors. And yes, also Brooke showed up for this one. Yeah, I think if she's at the first one, I think she took a pass on most of the rest of the meetings and she showed up for the vote yesterday. But we don't know how the committee voted. We have no idea. We do know how they redrew the district of Andy Harris. Here's also Brooks' statement from the start. Our commitment has been simple. Put Marylanders in the driver's seat. The process has been conducted in the open. Yeah, she actually said that. In the open. With the opportunities for public to participate, weigh in, and submit their own map proposals for reconsideration. All Marylanders, regardless of party background or zip code, can engage with the process, see the options, and make their voice heard. Well, that's just a flat-out lie. This was not conducted in the open. This was done behind closed doors. Some people are not happy with it. I can tell you how the district has been redrawn. Is after they're going after Andy Harris. They want to draw him out of his district. The way they've drawn it, the first district now under this map, it jumps the bay. So the first district usually hugs most of the Eastern Shore and then snakes up in a little bit of Harford County. This one jumps the bay at the Bay Bridge. So at the Bay Bridge, the district is drawn across the bridge and pulls in Anne Arundel County and Howard counties. Used to be Anne Arundel County was reliably Republican. Those days are over. It's now a Democrat stronghold, and Howard County is... Are there actually any Republicans left in Howard County? So that's been done to bring more Democrats into the first district. And if it stands, it probably would be a loss for Andy Harris. If it stands, that's the key. He did react, saying Westmore's partisan gerrymandering commission lived up to their name today. Despite a majority of comments against gerrymandering during the commission process, they created a map that splits up the Eastern Shore, crossing the 5 mile long Bay Bridge to connect Howard County through Anne Arundel County. He said the Senate president calls it objectively unconstitutional. That didn't stop Moore from trying to save his presidential aspirations. See you in court, Wes. Here is Senate President Bill Ferguson.
Not met with anyone in person. We've not heard from legal experts, either from the Attorney General's office or otherwise, testifying as to the impact of the constitutional questions here. We've not heard from any official state board of elections or local boards of elections as to the impact of what a change at this point would look like. We've not gotten a full analysis of any of the maps. We got a 30-second quick preview of here are lines on a page that do not do justice to the very real constitutional questions at hand here. So we haven't gotten a lot of questions answered. It is hard for me to understand how moving forward a map in this context could ever withstand constitutional scrutiny. We've not done the basic process that has been required under decades of redistricting processes. So take the whether or not things were to move forward, I would just say this process itself now creates further concerns.
Yeah, we'll hear more from Ferguson, and the timing of this is probably going to doom its prospects, but we'll get into that in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so late backing, southbound I-97 right here at Route 32. It's the normal delay. It does get better after the bridge at 178. And we had all the problems earlier coming up I-97 from Annapolis. Most of that is cleared out, but the ramp is still a bit slow yet coming over from Parole and then turning north onto I-97. It's not a major backup right now, looking back through the camera back at Parole, but it's a little bit slow. It starts to make progress as you're getting up towards 178 and through there. Late accident if you're coming in from Howard County, Route 40 West at Newwood Drive. That's out in the area of Rolling Road. There's a backup there back across the Patapsco River Bridge. And then city police have had a couple of accidents nearby to each other, Liberty Heights at Callaway, and then on Hilton Road. It becomes Hilton Road north of Liberty Heights at Hilton Road at Dolefield Avenue. The Beltway is still jammed up, and we're still more than 15 to 20 minute delays at both the harbor tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is shaping up to be a sunny day today. A little bit warmer, highs near 40. We're down, back down to the upper 20s for the lows tonight. Pretty much the same for Thursday, Friday, and then we're all watching this storm, tracking it as it heads our way. Sometime maybe Saturday night, overnight, Sunday. Saturday, Sunday morning, and then into Sunday afternoon. So it could be a couple inches of snow, could be more, could be freezing rain, sleet. It's just the models right now, it's one of those really weird. You got this cold air coming down from Canada combined with the moisture coming in from another area, and it just depends on where it hits, where it hits exactly. Right now it's cloudy, 20 in the city, 25 in Stevensville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a Navy rescue swimmer in Virginia Beach was in the right place at the right time to save a woman from drowning last Friday. She drove her SUV off a pier. Jeremy Way was sitting down for lunch at a nearby restaurant, heard it happen, dropped everything, jumped into the water, and got her out just in time. Here's Jeremy talking about the rescue.
Just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I'd already been taking my phone and my wallet and my knife out of my pocket. Once I confirmed there was a person, and I just dove right in. She no longer could unlock it. She tried picking it with her fingers and tried to unlock the door, but it wasn't working. The car was completely underwater. She finally came out. And I did some kind of what I've always been taught, some rescue swimmer techniques, threw her in a cross chest carry, threw her on my hip, and swam towards the pylons. And the other gentleman, I don't know what he does or what he did, but he's the real reason she's there.
Yeah. He had to talk to a woman in releasing her seatbelt. He said that he thinks she was going through some kind of mental crisis. Very, very sad, but a happy ending, as they say. And it's brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
And so we're talking about the redistricting bill. In fact, Marty says, where's the lone Republican? Cumberland Mayor Raymond Morris, the token Republican on Morris' show redistricting commission. Crickets. So I wonder how it feels to be a tool for Governor Moore. Yeah, we talked about that when he was named as the lone Republican on this stacked. Actually, Bill Ferguson has provided more opposition than the Republican on the commission. Curious how they voted. And I'm sure if Ferguson voted against and Moore voted against, then it would have been, 3-2. But we don't know, because we weren't given access to them. But Ferguson says timing is an issue here now on whether or not this redistricting dog and pony show will ever see the light of day.
And then, of course, we have a timing problem where I think it's really important to note that the last time we went through this in 21 and 22, the court case started in December because we passed the map in December. It was in March that the court made a decision. The court had already at that point kicked the filing deadline back a month, and then kicked the primary election date back a month. That was when the map had been passed in December. We are now in January with a filing deadline in February. The Attorney General has advised that it takes 100 to 120 days to prepare for litigation at the trial level, not the appeals level. And so that would mean if at this point in the world that something happened, we would be looking at an election in filing deadline in end of May or June, and then a primary election that's kicked until September, and then a general election, obviously, in November. The problem is we can't hold primary elections in September because of overseas ballot requirements. So the timing issue is even more of a problem now.
Yeah, and so, again, this is all about Wes. It's all about his presidential ambition and aspirations. I don't think there was ever really a serious, because obviously it was warned by Bill Ferguson that others just could. If it gets into the courts and then the courts have to start redrawing it, it could end up with two seats for Republicans, one for Andy Harris and one for maybe in CD6 for Chris Burnett versus what Tron is running again, David Tron and April McLean Delaney. So we'll have to wait and see. And that is something that's crazy. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up, how many Marylanders actually support local cooperation with federal agents of ICE? With the latest Gonzalez poll, we have the answer. Tim Kyle Electric has the answer for your heat system, whether it's a heat pump or whether it is your heat furnace, whatever heating system you're using to heat your dome, heat your home, rather. It's being pressed to the max right now during this cold Arctic temperatures, especially the heat pumps, because they're not really efficient under 35, and it's been under 35 for a long time. And so what happens is a lot of the auxiliary heat comes on. That's going to cost you. You can just see, the dollar signs rolling as you're you ever go outside and watch your electric meter, especially when it just mine is like it's It makes me dizzy trying to follow the darn thing. So, but Tim Kyle come out, make sure that your heat's working, that it's you got the filter's been changed, all your switches and everything is operating as should, and that's the best way that you can save money besides weatherproofing your home and keeping the programmable thermostat would be another thing I would recommend as well. But talk to Tim Kyle about it. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or log on to timkylecompany.com. And as a reminder, America 250, you hear each and every weekday morning around 8:15, is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. And they just are doing a great job, and we appreciate them for their sponsorship of America 250.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
8:52, it's coming up by Kim Klasick live right after 9 o'clock news. We'll visit with Kim here a little bit later on. Of course, we're still going to take a look at that poll on how many Marylanders actually support local cooperation with federal agents, the ICE agents. I got a text here from listener Ed Hales. Horrible, he says. As an independent, I will not vote for him. I usually lean right. Ed Hale thinks because he switched from a D to an R, that makes a difference. If he flipped that easy to get elected, imagine how we will scratch the back of donors. All right? One man's opinion. We appreciate all. 8:53 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Late slowing on the Beltway. Still there. It's right now, it's just become all the normal delay, but the backup is still there. Interloop through Greenspring and Park Heights over to the JFX, the Parkville side, and down the west side, it's still there. I mean, it's right in the same old spot, 795 going down the hill to Frederick Road. The southwest side of the Beltway looks okay, coming up from I-97 through the BW Parkway, 95 and the Parkway right now going south along with 29 to the Capitol Beltway. No late problems there, but a number of accidents early this morning. One had the medevac on the ground. Greenspring Avenue at Ridge Road in the county, Route 40 West at Newwood Drive out on the Catonsville side. Delays there coming in from Howard County. And then the new wreck in the city, Liberty Heights Avenue at Callaway Avenue up on the northwest side. We're still moving in some heavy traffic. It's trying to get better. It's going to take a little while longer moving south into both the harbor tunnels and even some late slowing on the JFX coming south through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warmer, and 40 today. Lows tonight, upper 20s. Nice Thursday and Friday, and we're keeping this tracking this storm over the weekend. Should see some kind of precipitation, maybe Saturday night, Sunday morning early, and maybe Sunday afternoon, but we just aren't sure what the accumulations are going to be, if any. So it's a hard one to predict. Models are all over the place. Cloudy, 22 in Glen Burnie, and it's 25 in Edgewater. According to the latest poll, 44% of Marylanders oppose the cooperation of local law enforcement with ICE agents. But 54% approve of that local cooperation. In this poll, as I said, 44% opposed, 2% are undecided. As it breaks down by party, 66% of Democrats oppose the background check on detainees in cooperation with ICE. 86% of Republicans support the plan. 72% of unaffiliated voters support the coordination as well. But that hasn't stopped Bill Ferguson, who's a one-man wrecking crew. The Senate president of Maryland talks about all the ICE bills that are coming in this session.
As a result, we will terminate 287G agreements. At least we in the Senate will pass the bill to terminate these agreements. And we will make sure that those immigrant communities who have been terrorized by a paramilitary force have the justice that they deserve. We are going to prohibit law enforcement from unnecessarily utilizing masks, which will strengthen our communities by ensuring that there is trust between law enforcement and the populace that they serve.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
You know, it really is symbolism over substance, as Rush used to say. It's the virtue signaling. It's just ad nauseum that they just bend over backwards to protect criminals, illegal aliens, rapists, murderers, child predators, etc. And one wonders, how do they go home and face their own families at the end of the day and at night? It's just mind-boggling to me. Ferguson's talking about it, even in his own community, people are afraid to leave their homes because of ICE. It's actually there's this big dragnet that ICE has, and they're just hauling people like a big fishing net. They're just catching people up in the net and disappearing them and kidnapping. It's just the fear-mongering is off the charts. And that's why President Trump was so effective yesterday in making sure that he showed pictures in Minnesota of all the ne'er-do-wells, the bad hombres, if you will, that were being caught and detained and deported. By the way, anti-ICE protests continue across Maryland. This group, CASA, they're a far-left-wing illegal alien advocacy group. Now we find out that CASA has received more than $1 million in state taxpayer money. $1 million. And it's supposed to go to services for immigrants. But instead, a lot of that money is being spent on protesting, on basically advocating the violation of U.S. law with open borders, reconquistas, etc. And so I think, that needs to be shut down. And again, if you can't, I just think I got more on this tomorrow, but I have got a little bit of a hint that Maryland is also under scrutiny for Medicaid fraud, much like California. $1 billion they have to repay in California, and maybe the $19 billion in Minnesota, but we'll wait and see. But I understand Maryland is also being looked at for potential for Medicaid fraud here as well, and it would not surprise me, that's for sure. Vinny Steele says right now it's time for you to get that home ready for the spring, as we're going to be about 2 months away now from springtime, a little less than 2 months. And that's the big selling time of the year, and make sure that your home is up in good shape and ready for sale. So that means you got to make sure there might be some things that need to be fixed, things that need to be restaged. Preparations you need to make to prepare your home for sale. So call Vinny, and here one of his agents will come out. They'll talk about all that, staging, and if the home needs any work. And the best advice I can give you is just they'll come out. They have a database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So, and all these kinds of different programs, like the Trade Your Home In program, or the Fix Your Upper program, or the Sell Your Home, Stay In Your Home program. I'll let Vinny give you all the details. All you need to do is pick up the phone, call Vinny. Once you agree on asking price, time frame, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It is that simple. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.